In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, Vanessa here, and welcome to this week's episode of Mamas and Merlot. We have here another two-part episode because this week we sat down with a medium and we got a lot of information about what being a medium actually entails, and we also found out some really interesting things about ourselves. Oh my gosh. We wanted to say, send a huge, huge thank you to Q and the team over at Artistic Vibes for allowing us to use your space to bring you this mystical two-part episode of Mamas and Merlot. We hope you enjoy, and cheers.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Yeah. All right. Welcome, Christy.
Hello.
Thanks for finally joining us. We missed
Sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Q took your place with the questions, by the way. She had
great questions.
A ton of questions, which was fantastic. And then, I mean, we kind of touched on it before we paused. You said like the mediums on TV, like the Long Island medium.
Tyler Henry.
Oh, yeah,
they're all real.
They're all real. Okay. People are always trying to discredit them, and I'm like,
I love Tyler Henry.
I mean,
I believe him. I think he's
they're
legit.
All real, and everyone tries to discredit him, like, because it's like you read what's in a book, mm-hmm. In a Bible, and I go, have you read all the religions?
Right.
No. Have you read? Now there are philosophers that have. You know, have you read all the religions and philosophies, and especially yoga? No. So then how can you say anything? In each of the books, they always say that mediums be very either that they're not. Some say they're evil, not evil, but be wary mm-hmm. of them. But you know why they say that? Because we know the whole truth,
right?
There's in religions, there's always like holes. Mm-hmm. In yoga, there isn't. How do you know about the five senses? Do you know that's in the book of yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you need water and food to eat, to live
survive.
Properly?
Yeah.
It says it in the book of in yoga. Everything about life is in yoga because it's a philosophy of life. And then how everything was created and so on and so forth. You know? Do you see that in the Bible? No, it took 7 days to create. I'm like, don't you want to describe it?
No.
No. Okay. I guess did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to learn. I would love to know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where, you know, Brahman comes in. He wrote everything.
Yeah.
You know what creation is and so on and so forth, you know, and everything. This was from the beginning of time. So, you know, from way back when,
mm-hmm.
you know, so on and so forth. But not to discredit, all of them are real. And if you believe in them and still believe in them, I respect everything. You know, I respect them. I know them all. They don't like me
mm-hmm.
because I tell the truth. And, you know, I have my family. They have theirs. Theirs is religion. Mine is being a medium. mm-hmm. mediums or clairvoyants. Even if you don't become a medium, you can be clairvoyant. You're spiritually. So you're a part of the family. But to do that, it takes as long as it took me, a quintillion, a quantillion. Mm-hmm. Let's even do 33 trillion. Mm-hmm. It took me a lot. You know, all of us. You know, me and the karmas and Brahman. It's like a network. It doesn't take one person. It's impossible. It's a plethora. And it's free will. You know? So.
This is so interesting.
Oh, I can go on and on forever.
Well, we're like...
I know, I can tell you guys are like so like into this. That's why, yeah, that's why you're like, yes, get him on the show.
Yes, I'll be there.
You know, so, yes. And yes, by the way, I do have...
he does voices.
I do voices and I have other personalities and so on.
The Donald Duck scared Sophie.
Get up,
right. Ask questions about yourself because I feel like you haven't asked anything
about
yourself.
Okay, so I want to know now. I want to know if me and my husband are soulmates.
Yes. No, but you don't need to laugh. No. Remember, they took a break.
I'm not. Apparently, David and I are not soulmates.
Look, but look.
She took a break from her soulmate.
We haven't been together in two lifetimes, But my guy told him that since my soulmate is not here, that Dave is like the best thing that I could have since my soulmate is not here.
You're the best. All right.
I should not nod and I should like say something.
Yeah, you should.
Like,
speak into your microphone.
Nodding is not great in a podcast. You
know, it's not. Ese mismo.
But no, but I mean, Dave.
I have questions about her.
Yeah, I will.
Ask questions
to finish
me.
Yours, it was a mutual thing.
Right. So we decided
to
break up.
Ha ha, my soulmate's here. Yours is not. Well, like, mine's up there. Yeah, look. Mine's here, but I can't touch her. How about that one? You know?
That's no bueno. I don't
want to
know.
What?
I don't know if I want to know.
Yes, I want to know. What about her? What about her?
No, if she doesn't want to know, then we shouldn't.
Remember, that is one thing. If you don't want to know,
I will tell. Don't ask.
Yeah. So, for me, since I'm here, one of the rules is if you don't ask, I don't tell. Okay? Now, if I tell you, look, your guide wants me to say something
hashtag
about
respect.
Yeah, respect. like there's, which there's nothing. But let's say along the conversation, your guide goes, "I think you should know. Should ask maybe more in depth about this question." If you decide not to, then that's fine. It's your choice. You know, so on and so forth. So I will not.
He's not going to pray.
I won't. Yeah.
Laugh out loud, Christy.
I know, I really need to express. Like, I need more.
So there's no more. You got.
So I want to know.
She has beer if you want.
I
want
to know if you because so like
she has wine too. It's a dollar.
Since no, her wine is $5. Her wine is $5.
Oh, it's $5. Sorry, I saw the $5 and I thought
my eyes have never
wine for $5.
My eyes have never widened so fast when you said wine for $1. I was like, what magical place have we entered?
We are at Artistic Vibes.
Wine shots.
Since
I can't see my contact. I'm my eye.
I actually want to know things.
Sorry,
back on the subject.
Sorry, I wanted to laugh.
I'm going to refer to them, to like her family specifically, okay. But I also mean it in a more general sense.
She's allowed to ask questions for me. I don't care.
I
want
to
know.
Since her daughter is clairvoyant and she has expressed to me, just because we've been friends for a long time, she's expressed to me that she feels like she sometimes is in tune with things.
She has scared the crap out of me.
Me?
No, Sophie.
Oh.
No, not you, Sophie.
No, but like you, Vanessa, have also felt like you told me in the car on the way over here that sometimes you feel like you're
I'm
not always alone or whatever.
I learned new words.
Like, is that, that's a family. Is that like a family thing? That's something that's passed down or how does that work?
To be,
no,
good
it's not
question.
Because my mom has no fucking idea.
To be a medium, nothing is given to you.
Okay.
So some people can see my aura.
Sit on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Or like for example, Sophie, mm-hmm. considering that she's clairvoyant, but a medium.
I want to lean back on something, but I can't because the
lean back,
cold.
Baby. Lean back.
Could have been on our music episode.
You earn it. You sacrifice for it. You do the time, the penance, the everything. There's three lifetimes, but even before those three lifetimes, the schooling is not easy. Okay. Even to me, still to this day, I still learn new things. Doesn't matter.
Wait, question. So you have to do three lifetimes before you can be considered.
Well, there's schooling before. There's schooling before it, in between each lifetime, and so on and so forth. Okay. Sophie, by the way, her guide taught her.
Okay.
You know, so.
Do we know guides' names?
You give them the names.
Okay, so I would have to name my guy.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you want. Tell you the truth, she's telling me right now. No.
Why is Bob the first thing that came to my mind?
But isn't your guy female?
Yes, that's why I'm confused.
Bobby. No, I heard the show, the last one. Bobby, Bob. Or like mom. Maybe she's going, Bob. You know, so on and so forth.
Yes. I just wanted to lean, and I don't want to pull the recorder off the table.
Okay.
You can name your guides.
Okay.
Mine, of course, that is her official name. It's Lotus. She is the Lotus Flowers. You know,
I mean, love that name, by the way.
She, in reality, she was my creation.
Mm-hmm.
She was an artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a life like this. It was in a matrix, in a different place where I can create and be myself.
Was Keanu Reeves there?
No, he was not.
Christy has a question. Yeah. I do have a question. So, because I think I missed it when I got
one
here.
One of our hashtags, by the way, is Christy has questions.
Yeah,
because
I always
she's
have
always
questions.
The one that has questions.
Yeah. Cool. Coleosis.
Yes, right now. It's been a slow burn today. I had a very long day at work. So it's a slow burn. I'm catching up. Because you were saying that, like, the lifetimes and how many people have lived and stuff like that, like,
it's multiple lifetimes.
Yeah,
like, it's multiple reincarnation.
Yeah. So
again,
said,
and
like,
again and again.
That, like, Sophie had
70 million or 70 something.
Million. Oh, 70 million. Yeah. Not 70
That's
million
how old
lifetimes.
Her soul is.
That's what,
yeah,
70
that,
million
yeah.
years.
How many old house her soul is. And so what did.
Minus 65 million. She's older.
More or less. Remember, or I. Less.
We're rounding.
We round things. As mediums, you know, you really. Me.
Even numbers.
Especially
are my
me,
friend.
Because remember, I focus on the big picture. I see things on the other side and it's bad, and I see things here. You don't see things. There's a big galactic war happening now. You don't see it. I do.
Is Thor there?
No.
Sorry.
By the way, all those superheroes are real, but in the last system.
Oh, my God. Oh, damn it.
You know, so but there is
so there's
it's really it's
you
on YouTube
Bucky
a lot. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube and so on and so forth.
There's a world where me and Bucky can will actually me and Sebastian Stan were somewhere. Do you know how many lifetimes or how old each of our souls are?
How many lifetimes? I mean,
or the souls, at least.
See, a lot of people like, oh, there's probably someone out there right now going, oh, he's lying. And I'm like, come on. You have no idea what, right now, the effort it is for me to remember. Right now, luckily, thank goodness, I'm on vacation. Thank goodness. You know, so now I could just be free. So that I could leave the work part aspect out. I have to worry. Information. It's me being the first medium. All information comes to me and then goes to the other side. Right now, I don't choose anything because they're the ones handling it for me since I'm here for the triplets. So they sift through. It's like, imagine a whole, like, top to bottom, company, mm-hmm. You know, 1,000 floors up. Okay. And there's people and different things, you know, so information that comes to me for spirituality in this section, in this subsection, in this subsection, blah, blah, blah. All the information comes to me, flows to me, and then they handle it. Okay. So, so it's kind of hard. So really I let things like that go, but yes, like the mediums, like you were talking, that are on TV, they're focused only on you and you only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on everybody, mm-hmm. and everything,
which is why he started talking to me at the store.
Yeah, really. I was trying
it's
to
more,
get in.
More Sophie.
He was trying to
it's
get this hard.
It was really Sophie. Yeah.
I know it's Sophie.
Family. You know,
it's always family. Sophie. I'm used to being second banana to Sophie. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I teach kids, you know, so the best way to learn is when you're a kid. So to mm-hmm. learn as a medium, you're a kid. You know, start off, you know, the pan, you know, Neverland, all that's real. Just very hard to get in there.
That makes me so happy.
Yes.
I heard you.
I can't hear because the headphones. If you're not talking into a mic, I can't hear you.
Mic, yeah. Remember.
Share. I hear echoes. I don't know what's going on. This is going to sound awful.
There you are, Peter.
I heard it now.
I'm more like, I think it should be like Rufio. Yeah. Rufio.
So I could, but there's, what's the purpose? Really, when you leave this lifetime, there's a place you go. There's a library. It's a very unique library. You can go there and you could look at all your past lifetimes.
I really just want to know that I'm, I want to know if I'm somewhat younger, somehow younger. Somehow, oh God, just in some way.
She wants to know if her soul is younger than my soul.
Just somewhere. Oh, I need something over
how
them.
Old is her soul?
Yeah, it is.
High five, Christy!
You ask. You ask. You're on 65. I think, to be in depth, she goes 64.
God damn it.
I'm younger than you,
64,
bitch.
64-ish. Damn you're it. Around 61, 62.
I will take it.
High five.
Yes. You're like right around there. So we just round
so
it off.
So happy for you, Christy.
So that's why sometimes I close my eyes because I'm trying to hear numbers. Like one, I hear a six, and then I'll be like, all. I know for sure all your guys said six. Six, and then now, is it one, two?
In the same neighborhood.
You're at 68.
Yeah.
Hashtag Puerto Rico.
You're really
not to be super inappropriate, but I totally wanted you to be 69.
Yeah. But no,
go
it is
back in this
68 plus one.
Yes. Her lesbian 42 and 43, yeah. I think.
42.
Her soul has flip flopped between male and female. How interesting
are
is
you
that?
Are you surprised? Because we weren't.
We were not surprised
at all. Not even a little bit.
My shoulders are raising and my hands are going up. Very difficult to do with a wine glass and a mic.
You mean a plastic cup? Okay.
You're really challenging yourself, which is very good because after a certain amount of time, you get to go into the God complex.
Okay, go.
You become a god or a goddess. Or a unisex god or goddess or however you want to say it.
Your episodes are 43 and 44, by the way.
Oh, we were all wrong.
We were all wrong.
We were
lesbian adjacent for yes. two episodes, people. So back in this and they were really fun.
So then when you get there, it's a different type of learning. You know, you only can stay in that place. You can never come back down. And then if you ever, you could come down in the future, but it has to be the next system.
Got
so
it.
You wait. So it's different learning, different things, and so on and so forth, you know? So, yeah, but there's aliens, which, yeah, you wanted to get into that later, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, we will. We can do like multi-part shorts here, you know? So,
oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm sure.
There's times like even with Vanessa here, I was like, oh, shoosh. It's like I want to say more and more, but Sophie then's like, come on, mom, let's go. That's why she was getting all hyper because more she's around me in a good way. If we're like at a park, oh, you're like, George, come on over. Bring the triplets. Let's go. And then you're going
to
see her go.
I want to meet them so bad. I love their names, by the way. Like their yes. names in this life, they're amazing.
Yes. Yes. So, I would right now they're 4.5. So in the future they will.
Well, it'd be perfect to play yeah. with Sophie because she's going to turn 6 soon.
You're fine. Oh no, I was with them today. They kick butt.
Who kicks butt?
His triplets.
Oh okay. How old are you?
I don't even know if my sister. You know what? I'm gonna say it anyways because I think also. Well, this is a safe place. You know, even
yes,
there.
This is
and her
safe,
guide, which I was waiting.
Place.
I was waiting because when you said that, I knew Lotus, which is my guide. She was already speaking to them three, but more so the guide of would be the mother.
Right.
The father, the mother's okay.
It's, so then wait, just because I have a question. So my guide is Sophie's guide also?
No.
No.
No, you
Sophie has
I'm
hers.
Confused.
Sophie has her guide, which okay. is a medium.
Okay.
Helps her, but at least, and then you have your own.
Okay.
So you have to come up if you want a name. So
I'm
if you ever need help.
Bob.
You know,
Bob is what's coming to my brain.
It tell you the truth, she's okay. laughing.
Bobby's she's laughing. I love this so
I don't
much.
I don't
wait, I need to know.
No, you could just tell right now that that's not the way I need to laugh like that. It's just like, you know, I'm
she
getting a little
like
teary. Not the tears, but that means that it's I'm getting like they're giving me the emotion.
Right. Okay.
So then it's like so I'm feeling like ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm like shaking a little bit, you know, so it's good, but it's also like it's real.
Right.
You know, sometimes I laugh at my dad through his guide is laughing. And then yeah. I go, Dad, you know it's him, right? That's not me. That's not me. So he understands because he's really sad. So, but I did get, you know, I'll just say they all start with M's. Max, Mark, Maximus, Marcus, and Marcelo. So, yes.
Oh, that was almost your son.
Yeah, my son was almost Maximus.
Maximus Aurelius.
That was almost my son's name. Yes.
So, those
I
three.
I really want him to meet Oliver now.
Now, those three, I mean, right now, like, well, I just got to see them, you know? So it was funny because I don't make it sound, this is the connection that we have. They're always asking for Theo Loco. Crazy uncle. The crazy uncle, really. Loco is that. L-O to the triple K to the triple O.
Nice.
And so Maximus, he still hadn't gotten to the next level, level three in the swimming. The other two half. And it's been like almost 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat him down. I go, come on, man. You got this. You could do it. Don't be scared. You're like me. I know. I'm scared. But now look, I'm on the roller coasters. Now your mom, she's scared of roller coasters. He did it. He got to level three. And, you know, I got teary-eyed and everything. I was like, yeah. And I'm crying. I'm going, all right, hold it together. Hold it together. Hold it together. You know, so on and so forth. So, but I mean, that's the connection. But hopefully in the future, yes, my sister in the future, she'll be like, yeah, go ahead. They're with me. No, she already lets me teach them. She'll be like, just take them. Make sure you go with someone else. So let's say my dad. Someone, you know, let's go to the park. So later on, yeah.
Can't imagine taking three kids anywhere.
Oh no.
That's exhausting.
Like I'm tired. I'm the only one that has two. I mean, I'm sure you know. They only
Oh, they used
one.
To feed off of my energy. Oh my, I go there. Jesus. And then I go like this. And I'm done. I mean, man, they would extract my energy, but it was a good thing. You know, they're in a good place right now.
# kids are exhausting.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have any. But I take care of a lot.
I can't believe.
To tell you the truth, I take care of a lot of kids.
You have everybody else to worry about.
I have to worry about everyone else.
Right.
As in, you know, I look, you know, even Brahman's up there. He's really more worried about the universe itself. You know, he's in tune to that. I'm down here where I see things in a different aspect, in a different way. I am an anomaly where I do help to keep the balance. So mm-hmm. Right now, there's so much evil going on and so on and so forth. So, but no one knows about me. Mediums mm-hmm. don't speak about me. So when mediums go, do you know this guy? They're allowed to if they want to, but they're told not to. But in reality, if I were to meet them in person, so you can do whatever the hell you want. Say about me. But a lot of them are scared.
Mm-hmm. They're scared of you.
I don't know why. As you could tell, Sophie was at first.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was the Donald Duck voice, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, a lot of kids when I do that.
She was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, and then I go, oh, yeah, hi, Miska Muska Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I think that's what scared her. Yeah. That's what scared her.
But they're scared, but it's like because they've never, most people haven't met me. Because really, I'm usually like on my own astral plane. You know, I invite people that I want and so on and so mm-hmm. forth. So, but I'm usually where there's no time, you know, and I'm better off there. But I still got to come down here and live because this is the part to learn.
Right.
After this, I'm retired. I'm supposed to be retired as it is, but the triplets said that. But I'm supposed to have money
right.
that I have set up for me. But if I were to take it, the government's coming after me. This is not this is true.
Damn government.
This is true. It's something that I set in place and I have a society that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Society of people that are mediums or their kids are mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, which you're not a part of, but there is one. You know, it's called the society. Don't look it up on the internet because you're not going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
plain and simple. But it's something that's passed down. It's something I created a long time ago because I knew that I needed help in the future, you know. And of course, then anyone else that comes down, we could always help each other out. I'm not a part of it, but it's there,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's there for everyone else, for mediums or clairvoyants. Let's say, for example, like Sophie,
mm-hmm.
That they need help. There's always someone around and stuff like that, you know. So
if I wanted her to learn more about this,
Sophie,
yeah,
can give her books.
Okay,
not give her books that I have because I never me like that, but I can show her. Her guide would be the one. Her guide would be the one, like this book,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. I don't think there really is a book out there, which she would have loved to have had Lotus here. She would have written a book like No Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
For kids, medium for kids, a book for kids, you know, that are.
So there's no medium for dummies.
Yeah. There probably is.
There probably is.
I'm sure there is.
I'm going to Google that.
At least to understand spirituality. I mean, there's a society, but even if you're not into that society, I mean, I guess this is probably maybe one of the reasons why when you asked me on the show, maybe this is probably the beginning of where maybe it's time to come out, you know, and so on and so forth, and in all different aspects. So, you know, so, which I don't mind, you know, nothing's going to happen, to my family or friends or anything like that, so. Yeah, yeah.
Q, can you say that again so everybody can hear you?
I'm sorry, that was somebody with a motorcycle and a small pee-pee.
I didn't hear the small pee-pee part. I just heard motorcycle. I'm like, I hear it. His headphones block everything but what's coming in on the microphones. Mm. So I feel like a crazy person.
Mm. Hey, but better to be crazy than boring. Like,
not me.
I want to live a normal life.
No.
No. Better to be a roller coaster.
Christy, do you have questions?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Take your time. Take your time.
Christy's quiet for once.
Well, seriously. She's like silent. Okay. Well, while she's thinking. Okay. So back to the whole when somebody passes thing. If you don't catch them within the first 72 hours, you have to wait 20 years. Correct?
Yeah. But remember, like I just said, about. the guide mm-hmm. of that person that died takes over.
Okay.
Their energy and their everything. So like knows all their memories because they live the memory. Your guide right now lives through all your memories. So if you needed to be reminded.
I said, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, every single thing. No,
but what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Your guide lives all your memories.
Right, all your memories. Every single thing. Now, she has like a playback recorder, if anything, also. Not, I mean, it's not like, you know, like a.
So, like, my grandfather that passed about 5 years ago.
What are you, a sommelier?
Like, your guide, okay. If you were to call, your if you were to tell your guide right now.
Look at Q, like, holding it like a fucking.
Like a sommelier.
Like a sommelier.
Yes. Look, it's a hand model.
Let me see. Listen, hand Q is hooking me up.
I mean, you want me to open it?
No, I want you to hold it.
I'll open it. Hang on. Slow your roll.
If you call on him, yes.
Okay.
It's really not him. It'll be the guide.
Right. That was my
knows
question.
Everything
it
about.
Would be the guide.
Knows because while your grandfather was.
So wait, does everyone have a guide then? Even yes. if they're not like in tune with.
It doesn't matter. You have one.
Okay. Cool.
You have one. Now there's people that have two or three or four or five or six. You can have up to 32.
Chrissy, I don't think I can do this.
Are you drunk?
A little bit.
A little bit.
That's what expensive wine does to me, apparently.
What?
No, but it's she wasn't. And I had more than she did.
She had upper class
wine. Well, I finished your
wine
while you were in the bathroom.
No wonder I noticed it was gone. I don't have to be a psychic to figure that shit out.
You already know.
Hashtag side eyes.
Now, I'm just going to say something because I'm sure, like you said, that you're probably hearing... that the people who are listening to this podcast, there's going to be level of skepticism,
right?
And there's going to be people who are listening are going to be like,
all of our husbands, for sure, all of our husbands are like, what the fuck?
Other than seeing Vanessa, this is the first time I met everyone else here.
Right? Yeah. Your husbands are skipping every 15 seconds, waiting for something to like happen. You know what I mean?
Well, so I'm sure Neri's happy that he and I are soulmates.
Yes. Poor Dave.
Wait. What about Christy? Because we know about everybody else.
She doesn't want to know. She says she doesn't
know if you and Jeff are soulmates.
Oh,
sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She says she doesn't want to know.
My apologies. She's probably mostly what her guide is saying. She's probably going to ask.
The quirk.
What her guide is saying. I'm interested.
I'm listening.
Oh, no. Her guide is. Remember, I said this the opposite of.
Does her guide have lots of questions?
No, her guide is the opposite. So her guide is silent.
Oh, so her guide is silent?
I don't want to.
Her guide. Her guide.
Like, stop it.
No, her guide's a trip. She's just sitting back.
Well, Chris is a trip.
She's laughing
so
in her own way.
So I say that because. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm sure that the listeners are like, are you able to do any readings for anybody that's here?
I could, okay, but now I'm here on this. Now, when I do that, it's going to – I could do it, okay?
Right.
But I got to really focus. Remember, I'm here with four, and I'm
right.
here with all four guides.
Right.
They're not here,
right,
okay?
Right.
But it's like they
but
can see through you.
They're talking to you.
Yeah, they're not talking as in like I hear voices.
Right.
It's sort of like – it's a telepathic type of thing. Like mm-hmm. It's, you know, that's
like a feeling.
Yeah, not a feeling. It's like I hear the words, but you don't hear them.
Right.
It's kind of.
It's like an energy.
This is where I suck at explaining things. You know, it's like, but it's in
like
those
an
books.
Energy.
It's an energy, but yeah, I mean, I could hear them, but not. That's why I didn't say one, two. You know, it's, okay, two. You know, or numbers and stuff like that. And some people are like, "Oh my gosh, how the hell did you know that?" You know, so mm-hmm. it's different. Not like how we're talking
right
now. It's different. So, but yeah, I could. Then at that point, then I'm surrounded by my ladies.
Right.
And then, or ones that really can focus on that.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
So, So yeah, I can. I mean, even though that's not my cup of tea, where I'm really good at that. Remember, I see the future and I see everything. Like, wow, I can really be in tune. So that's why I do the 8, 10 hours of meditation. I'm gone.
So then to maybe satisfy a bit of hunger of our skeptics, do you say that you
had Charlie, right? He's like your uncle.
No, that was Steph. That was Stephanie. Steph had her uncle. Charlie was a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Charlie's a friend of yours. When you hear me going 3-3, it's numbers. 5, 7 years ago?
I'm Q's
doing
back.
Math.
I am doing math.
I'm only getting 7. It's kind of hard, but...
You know. No, it was longer than that. It was longer than that.
Was it July?
No.
It was hit by a drunk driver?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
This happened a while back. So not with you. This is someone else. They were trying to find out who the killer was. She's like, holy shit. So they're not, I'm not supposed to focus on numbers right now. Okay. So that's cut. I have to cut off from this. Your guide doesn't know this because she speaks to him, to the his guide. Mm-hmm. His guide's like, no. But they're stubborn. He was stubborn as shit, wasn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Doesn't want to ruin it. You want to know? It's I could.
Okay.
I'm working on it. It was an accident, though.
Mm-hmm.
A car accident, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
He was hit, though.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in a car.
No. He was not in a car.
And he wasn't driving. He wasn't. He wasn't in a car. He wasn't on a motorcycle, and he wasn't on a bicycle.
No, he wasn't a motorcycle.
He wasn't. Oh, that's where the vroom vroom. Okay. So there's the mix. There, it's there, but it's not. It's coming. But I'm focused on
right
the accident itself. See, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. You see how when those mediums, they're just there and they're in an enclosed thing. No one else is around.
Right.
It's right. It's just the person.
And those people that are there, I don't know if they really have. They have the sound guy, but maybe they tell that, don't you dare. Maybe they feel comfortable, or maybe they have everything set up and they're not even there.
Right.
Okay.
So you have more concentrated.
Right. Yeah. So, but now if he feels negative. So he probably surrounds himself with people that he knows that he can, the energy's like shut off. Okay.
Right.
Those mediums. Yeah. He was hit by drunk and driver. Drinking and driving. I can't do it right now, but I could go into more depth. But right now, his guide is next to yours. Not even close to here.
Okay?
Like, your guide sort of went away because the closer he is, the more I'm going to get everything out of him. I did figure out for someone that they had, it was an ex, it was her best friend. It was like a sister to her. And I'll make it sure, no names or nothing, it's from a few years ago. And I figured it out, and it came to me, and I'm like, ooh, you know, like, and she goes, holy, you know, holy shit. The boyfriend did kill her, but it was sort of an accident, and he was still alive, but he died a few years later. It was just that guilt that right. got to him, and then so on and so forth. And she's like, and I predicted everything that happened, and she's like, oh my gosh. And I said, yeah, he did kill her because he was jealous of her, and yada, yada, and so on and so forth. And after that, she just finally let go. It took her a while to come back to see me. I was like, hey, where have you been? Even though I know you don't want to come back to see me, you know, or you would look and go, okay, keep on going.
Right.
If I was there. And she's like, oh my gosh, you know, like you're reading me like a book. And I go, yeah, I said, don't worry. That's fine. I understand. He was hit by a drunk driver. No one that you know or he knows, you know, through friends or anything like that. He still hasn't been found and he won't. The only thing that I'm getting, he's dead. It was a male in the car. Usually a guy that used to get away with drinking and driving and was probably in his 50s, which are usually known for a lot of drinking problems. But that's all I'm getting. Why, number wise, that's and stuff and a little emotional right now, so it's like death, you know. It's okay with me, but I'm getting that from him, mm-hmm. his guide, him, which is really him.
Right.
In probably maybe several years when he comes back, then when he's out, then you'll probably come to me. I can leave you my number and you'll come to me and go, I know that this today's the day I got to find out. And that's when he's back and then he'll tell you. But okay. he told his guy, don't you dare tell her. I don't care if she goes to a medium, whatever, and you better stay away. And right now, that's all I can get because he's getting farther away and farther away and farther away and farther away because I'm one of those that can really catch everything like I usually have.
Okay.
That's why you see me fidgeting and everything because I'm like trying to like
get a hold of it.
And I'm not going to suck him back. I could get any spirit and I focus on it and I can bring that spirit right here and just clamp on it. And I'm not going to do that. Because that's not me. Evil, yeah. I can do that. So I'm trying to liven it up. But yes, he was. What you always thought about and you probably thought in your dreams was yes.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christy.
Why are we looking at me?
Because you just took the mic.
You feel better?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's life. It sucks. Okay, I'll get
life does suck. Yeah.
But if it was too easy, why are you living? And that's the whole point in society, you know. It's the roll of the dice,
right?
Right.
And he was stubborn, no, and he was a fucking asshole. But you guys got along. He always respected you, though, and everything. So it was good. And yeah, he could. And when he drank, he could be an asshole when he was pissed off,
right?
And you knew that was one of the things of your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That you're the best part about you is that if I were to hang out with you and let go of my patience. Like him, you were there. You give me. You're like the type. Give it to me. You know, I'll take it.
He
pushed you sometimes, not in public and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not
physically.
Not physically, but it's right. Like, you know, maybe he used something else. Maybe a chair. Pushed the chair that you were probably sitting in. That's all I'm getting. Maybe not physically push you, like touching you, but or just get away from me, you know, stuff like that, or so on and so forth. But you were always there for him because he always needed help, and he was a stubborn not to look for help. And then that was one of the things. You always challenge yourself. You surrounded yourself with people, and then look at this, and how you stay patient. And now you're even going to a therapist, and so on and so forth, and yada, yada, yada. You see, so you're doing the full circle yourself, too. So bad things can help you, too. That's perfect. The best part. And you're doing it right now and stuff. So when you can
thank
see.
You.
Steph really wants us to
FaceTime her. Yes. You want to FaceTime her?
Do it.
Poor thing.
How are
she should have come. Why didn't she come?
We told her to come.
Taking care of her face.
Why haven't her face?
She's taking care of her face.
Oh, you guys don't know.
No.
And
oh,
you're
she
getting,
got a chemical peel,
to
right?
Let the listeners know, you're getting a little emotional. You're getting teary.
She was nodding along.
You see, this is the thing.
Yeah, so I was quiet
because we were seeing, like, where at least you could see the radio show or podcast and you see it live, you're seeing the emotions. And you could see me jitter sometimes.
Right.
And you'll see
nobody
me
saw me,
emotional.
But my eyes were huge.
Vanessa was like a puppy. She was like...
Steph didn't come because she was taking care... She had a chemical peel and she didn't realize the chemical peels make your face peel.
Yeah, that's what they...
Oh, baby girl. I love you.
I actually, are you getting her?
I
have a question and I don't know if it's going to get a little bit like.
Do you have more questions about me?
No.
Okay.
Does she really want to know? I mean, what does she want to know? Because, I mean, I have to know why.
Well, we're going to FaceTime her.
You got to tell me why, you know, because look, remember, those mediums, they kick ass. They're focused on that one thing, or the psychics, however you want to say it. They're focused on that one thing. So remember, I'm multi. So you got to give me something to work with.
This is
where everyone says, oh, this is so skeptical.
I'll give you
and like, come on. I mean, I'm working on a big aspect here.
Right.
If you were to read a book that I wrote in my last system, you'd be like, oh, I got the picture now.
Right.
You know, so.
I want to know something, and it's personal to me, and it's just because it's been something that has been in my immediate experience in the last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of, and our listeners know, just because
we're not dying.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Dying.
I have a lot of, I have, our listeners know.
She is, don't answer it.
You're gonna die. The Grim Reaper's here.
There is no Grim Reaper, by the way.
My husband made that joke to me the other day.
And there is no Grim Reaper.
I said that we were at a park and I said that I felt something on my shoulder and he was like, it's the Grim Reaper coming again.
No, by the way, there is
so
no Grim
creative.
Reaper. There is.
So
that's something, death is always around. Yes, that's true. But it's not like that. Really, what Grim Reaper is, it could be in a different state where someone to come take your soul.
Right.
But it's not take your soul from your physicality or nothing. No, you just naturally just leave your body because you physically can't maintain it anymore.
You move on.
That's it. So there's no Grim Reaper.
Right. So I just have a, I've had a lot of just physical things happening to me just health wise lately that seemingly are unrelated. I just want to know if I should be worried about them or not. Cause I've been,
you better change your diet. You better change your sleeping. You better,
Your sleeping has always been a problem.
I know my sleeping has always been a problem.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you a few things, which what I tell you is I'm going to tell, this is really for everyone. The sleepings, you're one of those people, you don't sleep.
No.
You're screwed. You are screwed. And that's why you're gaining weight. No offense.
No, being it's okay.
This is your guide telling me.
It's okay.
Let loose. Okay? You're one of those where... And most people gain weight because they don't sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you better start letting go of things.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you want your Instagram. You want your this. Come on. Let it go.
Don't kick me.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
Let go of the likes. Look, keep your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
If you want family and friends, you know, just like tell everyone. Look, I'm going to throw these pictures out for everyone to enjoy. If you like them or not, I don't care. I'm just like, you know, I'm not into any Facebook or Instagram. If you have pictures and you want to show me something, you know, like, hey, I think you, can you tell me what happened here? And, you know, I'll look into it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have an account.
Oh, I have something to show you.
Yeah. So, but yes, that's probably why, you know, it's, you keep on going, you're going to hit, you're going to be diabetic.
Right.
You keep on going.
But is that anything? It's nothing like super serious. Like,
oh yeah, just diabetes isn't super serious.
Well, I mean, it's not like a brain tumor.
This is going. I got type 2 diabetes. Yeah, you better be worried.
But it's not like a brain tumor or something. Like she's not going to die tomorrow.
No.
Okay. So we can keep making jokes about her dying tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's okay if we keep making fun of her.
Yeah, I'm coming to get you.
No. So yeah. Okay. No, but at the rate you're going, yeah. You, and these are things that can happen where you could get cancer.
Right.
This is where the trigger.
Right.
The cancer cells come out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, even me.
Yeah, everybody has cancer.
We all have, right, the cells and, you know, and so on and so forth.
We're all made of chemicals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the chemicals that you bring in. Is, yeah. It's very simple. You see how simple it is.
And you don't need a freaking doctor to tell you that.
So, but yes, you. If you want me to do the real quick few things, these are the very simple things that if everyone does, it's going to help them out.
Mm.
Number one.
No carbs. Sorry.
You need. It's okay. I don't mind. It's all good. you do need a pad next to your bed with a pen.
He told me
write down
thing.
Anything. Write down anything so you can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meditate first before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's like a process to get to the subconscious.
Yes. I've noticed that. I remember I did yoga when I was pregnant with Oliver, and then at the end, the asana, is that what it's called?
Yeah, asana. Asana.
Asana. Yeah, asana, whatever. Asana. Where you like kind of release the tension from all your muscles. I do that now before I go to sleep. I like when I can't sleep, I always think I'm like, okay, release the tension in your toes, and I work from the toes up, and then it always helps me fall asleep.
Yeah, because in reality, asana, it's Mother Nature.
Right.
In this world, there's two of them: asa. And Anna, you know, Asa is the land and Anna is the water, you know, so they're both in control and they're both together.
Like I have a Frozen reference in my brain.
And here I just, you know, fall asleep.
So just have a notebook, a paper.
Doesn't sleep.
Yeah, my son does not.
Can we ask him about Nathan sleeping?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's why I asked if we could.
But I know, but I'm saying this now because maybe she'll take it home and
right.
do the same thing. It's very simple. Everything's simple in life. People make it so complex, you know? So have the pad and paper. You don't need to physically get up from bed. I mean, you do have to grab it. Write anything. You don't need to turn on the damn light either. Just write it. Appointment, 6:30. I got to remind to go buy this.
I have to go pick up my cupcakes.
I got
to
buy this before I go on the cruise because I need that. Oh, Halloween costumes. Whatever. A story. You love to write. Write it down. Certain things, maybe if it's longer than a sentence, fine. But try not to use the light because the light keeps you awake also.
Right.
Alarm clocks. Okay? Alarm clocks, try to push them away. Cover them. Not cover them. Make sure that it's facing the opposite of you. Because any light that hits you, it's like it's thinking it's day.
Right.
Okay? Try to make your room like a freaking...
keep the shutters
dark.
Up.
Yeah. Dark. We're talking dark. You really want to sleep?
Darkness.
That's how Nathan sleeps.
Dark.
Huh? That's how Nathan sleeps.
Yeah. Dark. Complete. Me? Oh, I sleep and I meditate like a baby. Hey, you go in there, it's like, woo, dark. Shutters closed. Let's do it. So the pad and paper. At least do not take a hot shower. Doesn't matter. I don't care if even if it's lukewarm. 3 hours before you go to sleep. Okay? At least.
It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Oh. Me too. Well, I stay in the shower
3
for like an hour.
Before you go to sleep.
No, it's like my favorite thing in the world to do it right before I go to sleep.
That's why you're not sleeping. One of the reasons why.
I've done it my whole life.
Well, you better start changing it or you're going to be, you know, stuff's going to start hitting. Remember I told you anything could be changed.
Right.
You can improve yourself. You can change. You can improve. So you got to do that. So start setting up a schedule that where, you know, every day, more or less, you sleep at 11 o'clock. I understand there's parties that come and this and that, you know, on the weekends, you know, family gatherings and so on and so forth. Plan your life to a certain extent, but don't be too OCD. You don't need to. It's just something very simple. Once you start getting into a habit, you start doing it, you know. And then it also helps out with your kids because then they start doing those things.
Right.
And then they start doing the sleeping and stuff.
Oh, my kid.
You'd be amazed. I can teach. I can.
He's work. It's working better. I've done the whole night, like, remember, darkness and start.
Yeah. It's a starting process when you give in and say, "I will start." You know.
Well, her son is dead.
I'll try. Say it again. So then, from there, 3 hours more or less. I know sometimes you come home, you went swimming, you know, or something. You went dancing. You know, try to be as lukewarm as possible.
That sounds exhausting.
So,
dancing is exhausting.
Try to be lukewarm. No, but you went to a little gathering, friends. New Year's. Yeah. Right. Try to be a lukewarm when you get home as much as possible. Not cold, because cold, now you go, and then you're shivering, and then now your heartbeat goes, now you're screwed.
Right.
But body temperature has to be cold. Okay. Doesn't mean you take a cold shower to be cold, because that ain't going to happen. There are people that can. So me, I'm able to sometimes where I get home and I'm able to control my body temperature and just go when I lost power during Irma, and other hurricanes. I can control my body temperature and just cut out cold. And next thing you know, I have a fan next to me and I'm just shivering. And the house has been off for 3 days. And then I tell some friends, and like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? I go, it's practice. Practice makes perfect.
Right.
You know,
I do that and it freaks my husband out. During the storm when we didn't have power,
you do it. Your guide can help you. You have a connection with your. The only thing I'll tell you is you have a connection with your guide. So yeah, it's very.
Do you normally have like not?
Not always. I mean, the reason being is because some have better. It doesn't matter about your age with your soul. It depends on the connection.
No, that was totally just about them.
Yeah, I know.
Her.
Yeah. Her. So, but yeah, you have a connection. The pad and the pen, the shower, and eating. Try not to eat. So if you sleep around 10 or 11, let's say, for example, try to at least get... I'm reaching. You're supposed to get 8 to 9 hours. Ain't going to happen. 7 to 8? Nah, it's not going to happen. I'm reaching. 6. Okay? Try it.
Right.
6. No, 4 or 5 is usually the norm. You got to reach as much as you can. Okay? As the kids get older... You know,
well, as they get older, it's easier to do them.
So then there you go. Eating, of course, try to eat a light meal as your last meal, big meal, breakfast, or really more so lunch. Me, I eat steak and stuff like that for breakfast, so it's pretty cool.
I can do that.
Yeah,
I love that.
You can do that, then yeah, that's fine. That's even better because then, but then don't eat solids, don't eat chocolate, you know, stuff like that. You see, that's
mint chocolate.
My mom does that. I don't like eating chocolates or so. Like, I can't.
I love chocolate.
Once you start getting into a rhythm, it's like when you start working out, for example, in the first few days, oh gosh, I'm sore, I can't do this. And 2 weeks later, damn, yeah, let's go. I want to go work out.
Right.
You know, but it's you're in that zone. You're in that place. And you start doing this every day, you're gonna see. You know, I understand, you know, some people have kids with disabilities and so on and so forth. That's understandable, you know, but you got to do it. You got to try your best. Sometimes I see the parents with kids with disabilities. I'm like, wow, you guys are like so relaxed. It's sick. I'm serious. I've met and I'm just like, whoa. When I went to Animal Kingdom, I met this couple and I'm like, you know, and I explained to them, you know, I said, I'm a medium, you know, this and that. And they were getting tingly, like, oh my gosh, they were looking at their arms and everything. And I'm like, yeah, and don't worry. He's here because this is the only window that you could have. And you really weren't supposed to have kids. It's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get into it anymore, but don't worry. You're helping him out. He's going to help you out in the next lifetime. It's karma. Everything goes back. That's why money-wise, you guys are okay, right? Father was like, whoa. But they were happy. You're like, wow, something good came out of this, you know? And from what the guy, they got a little teary-eyed later on that day, you know? He was in a wheelchair, like, can't even talk, can't even do anything. But he still wanted to live because he wanted to be next to them. You know, so it was because he came from another family that, and there was only, he was only 50 years in, more or less. So he had another 50. So there's right there. That's where he couldn't even, he was incapacitated.
Right.
Couldn't even talk. Couldn't even do anything. Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So there, that's where the disabilities come in and stuff. It could even be 5 years.
Interesting.
You have to see a median before it come down, on average. And then even you're 100 years doesn't mean you're ready. It could be 110 because you went through a very stressful, maybe few lifetimes and so on and so forth. So, back to the subject. So that's one of the things I always ramble and go off subject into another one. And I don't know.
No, that's okay. We're used to
that. That's what we do all the time. Yeah, I know. Understandable.
Digressions are totally okay.
Right. Yeah. So the eating, try to eat maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
And make sure it's light.
Right.
If anything, drink lots of water. Fill yourself up. You know, if you want to lose weight, I used to drink 6 glasses of water. And I'd say, oh, shoot. Can't eat now. You have to eat something, though.
Right,
you can't eat the full meal, so on and so forth. So try those simple things.
Okay.
Okay. And if you like, oh, my gosh, I love rice. I love, not me. Then you start saying, oh, you look at rice and you go, disgusting. Really look and picture it like the most disgusting thing on the face of the earth. And now every time I look at rice, I'm like, oh, I'm not eating that. No. And I don't.
That's so sad.
Sometimes even when I eat, I'm like this.
Why would
I'm like, oh, they ordered chicken with fried rice. I'm like, oh, that's the only thing.
So
I'm not going to go out. And I'm tired. And I'm like, you know what? It's a family gathering. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be a dick or an asshole.
Right.
So I eat it, you know.
I love rice.
And I'm like this. You know, so. But I get through it. So, do those simple things. You'd be amazed.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And by the way, and last but not least, get rid of the smoking.
Oh, damn it.
Damn.
By the way, it's called, it's called the vapors. So any vapors,
like,
well, get used to them. By the way, I did weed off of it. I did quit smoking with Chantix. And then I got back on it because I had an ex-girlfriend. She was smoking, and we both started smoking.
Right.
But then I weeded off myself again through vapors.
Okay.
With nicotine. And then I got to a point that my body just couldn't take any chemicals in it anymore other than alcohol. So I gave up the nicotine. So you can do it. Okay. Use the vapors and then start off with the nicotine. Then maybe after a few months, start staving yourself off of it. So if you do like the enjoyment of drinking a glass of wine or a glass of alcohol, fine, do it at least with the vapors. Oh, but those chemicals are bad. They're a lot better than the ones,
right,
rat poison and all these other things that, that they have. So try that out. That'll also help you. You're right now on a path of going type 2 diabetic. Soon you're going to be type 1 and you're going to go type 2. I'm just telling you that. So you better do, your guides tell me this, you better fucking do everything or you're going to be screwed up.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's your choice after this. If you don't do it, if I see you, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I won't even say one word.
Okay.
You know, unless you go, and you don't even have to tell me I'm right or wrong. Don't tell me. Tell your guide.
Right.
Okay. And tell that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you anything. You don't know me anything.
Right.
Well, I always like to owe people stuff, you know. But that's who I am. I'm a medium, so I'm here to help, you know, also.
Right.
So, but, you know, as a joke, I usually say it, but you don't owe me anything after this. Because this is what your guide does, you know. This is your good karma coming back to you for all the things you've always done. And you do help out a lot of people. A lot. That's another thing. You help out. You be in the simplest manner.
Okay.
It's probably maybe that you're like, we're similar to a certain extent. Like, you love attention, but you love to make people laugh.
Okay.
Loving attention is definitely true.
Yeah, she loves the attention. But different, I do it in the sense of I love to make people laugh. So if you're laughing your butt off and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, and I can see you're getting a little emotional right now.
No, she's a robot.
No, she doesn't do emotions.
She doesn't do emotions.
Well, I'm trying to see, but I'm robots, sort of seeing through those glasses. It's kind of hard.
Robots don't have emotions.
Don't have emotions.
No, I was just,
I could sense a little emotion. It's maybe not getting teary eyed. You don't get teary eyed.
I don't.
You do get. You are getting.
She's
emotional.
She's taking what you're. Right. What you're saying. She's
right. So in that sense, the emotional.
That's as
sense.
Far as I go.
Yeah. But that's fine. And that's, I understand. That's fine. I mean, sometimes when you're being like I'm reading you like that, some people like they put up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is fine. I understand that.
Don't take it personal. I put up the wall with everyone. No. It's not just you.
No, I understand. That's no problems. Right. I have no problems with it. That's why I always say, if you ask, I will. And then if you say stop, I will stop.
No.
But I'm saying that's what.
Yeah.
I've had some friends of mine. Nope. Stop. I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know. You know. So I think that's enough. That's fine.
It's interesting. So.
See, I'm properly lubricated now, so I can talk.
Okay.
Who's the rest? So, since we're going on that kind of idea, not many people know this, and only like my mom and my husband and like Vanessa and you guys know. Like, when we've been dealing with your health, like things trying to put it together, I've been having these like random little spurts, and I don't know if they're health issues or if something is. It's weird because what I'm having is that I'll sit and I'll be doing something completely, and all of a sudden everything shifts forward and right back to me.
Oh, you got vertigo.
Yeah.
You don't have it, but there's many forms. There's like many branches. So there's the part like I don't. There's many types of that, you know. So like for me, for example, I have something. I forgot what it was. Where once I get up, my heart. Like everyone else, it starts pounding, but mine goes like three times as much sometimes. And then sometimes like, oh shit. I'm like, hold on. You know, so sometimes, you know, I had to train myself to come up very slowly. So in due time, but sometimes I still get that. But for you, yes. It's sort of like, it's nothing spiritual, anything like that. And it's nothing, you should get it checked because it could be, and don't take any medicine. It could probably be the only thing your guys tell me right now, talking with mine is acupuncture. Could help that. Acupuncture could help out so many things, but even insurances are even adding on the acupuncture. The acupuncture could probably help you, probably in the brain aspect, you know, with your spinal column. The fluids are probably not being processed properly. You know, that's the only thing that right now that it's there. The problem is maybe it releases tension in certain places. And maybe from what I'm getting from you guys, like the spinal column is sort of squeezing itself in certain places. So you need to stretch and maybe go see a massage therapist from time to time also.
That's cool.
I'll take
it. But stretching, I think she probably right now, I mean, I go at least once a month to go get a massage. Okay. So,
You hear this, Jeffrey?
I'm sure it's not the Asian massage place name that everyone do.
No, I go to, well, I'll be honest, I go to Massage Envy, and a particular
you
one
see,
that
Mary?
I go to.
We're
and very, I was told to go there. See? I was told to go there. And by
we're
my guy.
Proponents of that.
Yeah.
Not finding rando place on the
side. No.
My husband found a random Asian place on the side of the road to go get a massage. He's a special kind of man.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to know that story, listen to episode 46.
But it may be simple stretching. Just simple stretching. That's where I used to do Pilates, and I learned a lot. You know, remembered things again. So I always do. I can teach you simple stretches for your columns and stuff like that. You know, some very simple ones. But more so, maybe go see a doctor. But I think you... Maybe the doctor's probably going to give you medicines and stuff, so don't even bother. Go see an acupuncture specialist.
Yeah, I don't want to be on anything.
So
I'll go with you.
If I'm you don't like the needles.
Oh, I have no problem with needles.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
I mean, that's what I didn't get, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I have no problem
you
with
you. Sort of do.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That's.
Yet I'm covered in tattoos, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I have no problem with needles, height.
Doesn't matter if you have tattoos, like you're crazy. No, there's some, like I see people with tattoos and that's the craziest they can get, you know, but just fine. I mean, everyone has their own crazy, you know, in them, you know, but the acupuncture is going to relieve. But you have to tell them everything. They'll ask you the questions necessary, you know, and it's. Maybe they'll go into more depth because remember they know more of that. I'm just giving you a simple start.
No, and that was just I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, no.
Like that was
do
just,
that do that and it's probably gonna help and you're gonna see like that you're not more so all three of you just are simple different things.
Yeah, and that was
take what I told you with the pads and the this and the that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like that, my thing was just like, I think we all just wanted to make sure that like, were we like, are these little things that are just happening, or are these like something that
you're concerned.
I am concerned.
Just try that and you're good. Yeah. Really, yours is a little bit more minor.
Yeah.
You know, okay. But do those other things I told you. All of you, and even the listeners, do what I just told you. I do it every day. Okay? And just to let you know about the energy levels, which I was waiting for you to come back. The energy levels, it's white. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I know you're not used to that.
Now we know you don't have anything that's maybe black and long and big, you know, so.
Oh my.
I do have lesbian friends up in Orlando, and they just choose, they go, all we need is fingers.
If you want to know about the other options.
No, just two. No, just two fingers.
Please check out the other episodes. Listen to episodes 43 and 44.
Yeah. That's right.
Hashtag lesbian adjacent.
God, so much.
So,
it's hard to turn.
The three. So this is going to be one of your questions from the beginning, also, or all of you, really. There's white, gray, and black. Okay, so I don't see it; I just know it. But there are people. The auras are your auras from the outside, but really, it's your soul. I could see the soul, not see it, but I know. So all of you in here, at least. You're white. You're pure, like massively.
Q.
Q. That would be Q.
That would be
Q. Yeah,
that
would be Q. Q. Yes. Massively. That's what I'm connecting with you. Like, oh, you and I can we say your guys like, oh, please be best friends. Because I have lesbian friends, I'm like, you know, hey, look at that girl over there. You're like, oh, I know. Look, George, I'll get you her. You know, so so on and so forth. I've always had lesbians, always. And really, the karmas are most, except for those three, the first two out of the three are lesbians. They're with each other. They're not sisters, you know. They are sister, but like the sisters, you know, like you see, and there's
more like
sister
wives,
yeah. Something.
Sister.
Most of the women that I'm always surrounded are my guidesses, you could say, or you know, guides. They're all women, and they prefer women. You know, I'm like their teddy bear. They're osito, what we say in Spanish. So I'm the exception because even though I'm in a male form, I'm not a male, you know? Yeah, I look at a woman, you know, but I look at her like, wow, that's beautiful. Wow, that's sexy, or that's lovely, or that's outstanding. Not, I want to do that one.
Right.
When I was younger, yeah, of course, you know, but I would do it in a mannerly fashion. But, so getting back, it's white, gray, and black. None of you are black. None of you are gray.
Hallelujah.
Now there is a
let's get my wife left.
Now gray is the big one. Gray is the most.
Oh my god.
Why out of 100?
Sorry. Okay. And I'm not sorry all at the same time.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Are you trying to get in trouble? Yeah.
Like, no, she says that her soul is as black as the night.
Nice.
Yeah. This is my own wife. She'd be proud.
15% more or less are white.
Okay.
So, but no matter, it's not in this world. We're talking right. Like all over. In this system. So then the blacks are the second, probably say about 35 or so percent. And then 35, 40-ish. And then the grays are the most. The black ones are me. I blame the whole fucking shit on everyone else. Religion, race, you, everything. Gray, then white or pure. And then most of you, all three of the rest of you are white, gray. There's gray, white, and there's white, gray, then there's gray, white, because you're leaning more towards the gray part, and then all of you are white, gray.
I'll take it.
Well, except, you know, of course, for Q.
For me.
Which is pure white. She's like, yeah, white.
It's very Jedi.
White.
It feels very Jedi. It does, and I will accept it.
And Jedis were real, and they still are. And the last system.
Yes.
Can I go there?
No, you can't. It's already done.
Damn it.
But the Jedis are coming back.
Yes.
Will I be around for that?
Not in this lifetime, but...
Maybe the next one.
I am one. Not now, but in the
Maybe state. Later.
You have to be a medium. To get on that path. So in the future, if you ever want to be a Jedi, you have to be a medium. because
it makes sense.
Jedis are mediums. If you really look, they're seeing the future, seeing the past. They're sensing things, you know, like that. And then, of course, the simple telepathic powers. Some can really go into more depth. So you see Yoda always, you know, like meditating, you know, and so on and so forth. And all of them meditate. We all do, you know. So that is something. But that'll be in the future. In this system, that is. So
let me ask you, like, when we come back and things like
reincarnation,
that. Yeah. And there's some people, obviously, that you connect to faster than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, can you tell if there's like people that we've connected before?
Yeah.
In this room?
No.
We've never connected before, the four of us.
No.
See, because I feel like I've known her forever.
I know. It's really weird.
Oh,
like,
whoa, wait. Hold on. Now I understand your question. I thought you were saying me.
No, us. No. Like,
okay.
Us.
Oh, okay. Now I got you. I'm like, me with all you four?
I had the bathroom. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Me with all you four? No.
Yeah.
But the four of us.
Yeah.
Say, I feel like me and Q are like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, all four of you.
And I feel like me and Stephanie, yeah. Well, me and Vanessa are just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But me and Stephanie clicked in like 2 seconds.
The past... the only thing I'm getting is five.
What's five?
Five lifetimes you guys have been together.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Now, this before so that, before that, maybe two or three of you out of the four here. Or two.
Okay.
But at least it could have been two or... Two, because
some combination,
combination. But the past five, you guys have really
found each other.
No, like
you guys were like,
no, it's pretty cool. No, it takes a sacrifice because in reality, you're all learning. You're still learning. You help each other out, but you still want to. You're testing yourself. She's really testing herself, but not to say that you three aren't.
Of course
Q is what I mean when I'm pointing. It's Q, yeah, by the way. It's Q.
One not on the mic, but I'm so loud. Hey, Mike will pick me up. Hey, Mike. There you go. You lean to me. Get close enough. Hello, Clarice.
Of course, it's Q. It's always Q.
Before you
say that, because even though you didn't get here, once I got inside, at least you're the half, Vanessa. She was sort of like her guide was like, okay, I got it. She had to break the ice, but she was the first one. But then when I went outside, I just felt like, oh, cool, very relaxed. But all their guides were like, shh, be quiet, you know, just you guys could start getting yourselves going and then I'll come in later, which my guide then Lotus goes, just watch, boom 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 boom, start connecting, and I start. So but yeah, I could just feel like, that's why I said, you know, when you had asked me, Vanessa, you know, like, you know, I told you, I said, well, I don't know if I should say my, yeah, then I felt, yeah, you know, screw it, let's do it, because I felt. But then when I got here and I met everyone else, I'm like, oh, fuck that shit, you know, like, I'm cool, you know. You know, it has nothing to do with a wall or nothing. Also, then once I see you four, then I could tell that everyone that's listening here is probably open themselves, and it's hard for them to open up also. You know, so if I wasn't going to do it, then what's the whole purpose of me doing it?
Right.
And in the future, if people come see me and they go and they find me at a Publix.
or there's managers that are Publix, you know, right now. I don't care. Because there's family members, no one's going to stop me from doing what I need to do, mm-hmm. You know, so, and tell you the truth, everyone loves me where I'm at, you know, so I don't think, you know, it's, me, it's positivity, and being here right now, I love it, I'm having fun, I could be like here all night, you know.
We can.
Next time I have to Uber, next time if you do put me back on, I have to Uber, so then I could get pissed drunk, but no, I wouldn't, no,
because
I wouldn't be able to focus,
right,
I could focus.
We want you focused.
That's yeah. why.
We
That's
want why, you so. To answer our questions.
Yes.
So we've connected. Because I could tell, like, the thing is that we've always joked about the fact that the three, at least, like, with Q, it was like kind of, we had a crush on Q.
We wanted a really weird lesbian adjacent crush.
Yeah, like,
it has nothing to do with a lesbian.
We wanted to meet Q. Like, it was like, we need to meet Q.
Yeah.
Like, because she's going to be our best friend.
No, because
she's our best friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
So appropriate.
No, and then today's stuff was. I mean, Vanessa was even like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" And I totally just told her. She was like, "I was joking." Like, I was like, "Oh, I don't care."
She was ranting all day on Facebook, and everything she posted, I'm like, I really need to know who she's talking about. I mean, obviously, I wasn't expecting her to be like, you know, Joe Schmo and Fulano de Tal or right. saying A, B, and C. But I needed to ask her a question. But I'm like, so I need to know who you're talking about.
And I just literally spilled it. I was just like, I'm talking about blah, blah, blah. She's like, I was joking. I was like, oh, I have no shame.
Hashtag les bro.
So, Q is similar to me. Like, she's hardcore.
Yeah,
like,
clearly.
She can handle her shit. And you know, shit from Shailola, you know, so on and so forth.
I messaged her the other
day. That's why her and I. That's why her. Like, for example, like I was saying, like her and I. Like, you know, even you know, hopefully, we all of us really, all four of you. It's like, it's true. Whenever you're with the best friend and stuff, you know that you don't even need me to even spit it out. You already knew it, but you wanted the
security. It was just something that we always joked about.
It was me especially because since I think of the. Four of us, I am the most guarded. So
No.
Really?
Hashtag robot.
Oh, no way, you know? And Vanessa and I have known each other for a really long time, but Christy and I
like since we were 15.
Only known each other for about 2 years. So
in this lifetime,
so 15 years.
We went to high school together. We've known each other for about 15 years, but Christy,
if that.
Christy like, and I have only known each other for about two. But in that short
for like the
of
length
time,
of that was that the we've time had this to podcast. Meet
up. Right. Sometimes you guys also remember I told you about the soulmates.
Right.
That you guys are soulmates, but when it comes to friendship.
Question. Yeah, that's
so there's many soulmates, many different. Look, there's times where there's soulmates, and I even see them, and I go, "Ooh, I haven't seen that one in a while." Brother and sister, and they're soulmates.
Oh, what about my brother?
Brother. They're not soulmates in the sense. No, they're soulmate lovers. And yeah, you think incest and all. Remember,
so like their souls.
It's a spirit. The only way that
like Jamie lovers. And Cersei. Yeah.
No, this was. This popped in my head recently, and I'm like,
I'm confused. Hold on. So their souls are lovers, but their human forms are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know about my brother.
But they're lovers. Yeah.
Wait, but I need to know about my brother.
Okay.
Vanessa.
Hold on.
Sorry, I'm like really excited.
I'm gonna get there.
But he's not here. He's not gonna.
But Dave is. Not here and Neri's not here and he was
no
able to
but what
us.
I'm saying
when you
want to
know
to
if your
finish.
Brother's your soulmate that's weird
no
but I love my brother
no creepy
but I love my brother
no I
yeah
get
not like
honest,
that
I get to honest, and that's really easy no but there's and you and I see them and they're
so
like,
tell me God
they their eyes and I met and it was years ago and it was when I wasn't even a meeting but I could just sense and I'm like how did you know that and I'm like I don't know. I just knew. And then, like, are you meeting? I go, I think so, but I don't know because I was in a place backwards and forwards and all the way around. I was just in a bad place at the time. But to finish, yeah, it happens because that's the only time they can meet each other and and they haven't been with each other or they're like, this is the only way we can do it. And there's no other parent. They're taking that 1 million chance where one's in New York and one's here. No. You know, and there's no other way. And you know, and if they're and if they stay away from each other, there's a possibility that their energies are so connected that maybe this one just temporarily, one could die early. Mm-hmm. So if they're separated, maybe even from there, they do move on. And I supposedly the only thing I'm getting back, they did move on and they found others. Mm-hmm. So it was maybe just a high school thing, you know, or young thing, yingling, mm-hmm. young thing that they were. And they were both young. They were both within a year, you know, so on and so forth. Your brother, of course, there's a soulmate. Yeah, I mean, usually, like, my sister is really not this lifetime. This is the first time I'm with her.
Okay.
But I went to her and asked her, as you know, because I knew that she was going to pick. I had already picked my parents. And she was the next
one. She was going to pick your parents.
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, would you like to have triplets? She's like, no. I said, you will.
I feel like everybody's answer to that is no.
She goes, no. And I said, you will. Yeah. And she did. I was right. But this is, she won't remember this. This is from before, you know, but in the future, maybe after this, yeah. So, yeah, your brother, yeah, you've always usually been with him. Usually your brothers and sisters
that
on average.
That makes me so happy.
Because you stay with that family. But remember I told you about the kid, you know, the disabled ones, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Because they went from one family and then they go, well, I miss that one, that family. And then they look at the time and they go, well, there's not going to be any other time. Mm-hmm. I'm 50 years, 25 years, 10 years, and this is the only chance I get. I got to do it. And disabled, oh well, I'm going to have to go through it. But it's a good thing, because then it's like you learn how to,
so
you learn life where you get to live,
of
but you can't have, you can't,
like
you're paraplegic. Yeah, thing.
I feel
paraplegic.
Like that's my favorite
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. You yeah. know, you learn, shit, I really appreciate life, mm-hmm. even if I'm just living.
It's a great, like, it really, it's not, it, I find it, it, I'm trying to find the words to explain it. I don't want to say it's a great thing, but it's,
it's like my favorite
it's
thing.
It's a way
though.
Of looking at,
it's like a positive spin on like a negative situation.
Yeah, because yeah. you see that and you're thinking, oh my God, what is this
like
child
those
feeling?
People suffer so much.
Not
or
even
whatever,
the parents, like that person is the inner right. turmoil of that child. But now you're thinking, okay, well, they're
maybe that's why like you always see these kids that are sick and with kids with disabilities and they have like such positive attitudes and stuff, and yes. maybe that's why, because they love,
like they do things like wow, like football, like on sport, I watch the ones with sports, you know, where the parents are like, man, I couldn't even
30
have
for 30. They're,
this is a 6-year-old kid and the will to live, it's like, and how they're so happy.
Yeah,
I couldn't fathom, and but they learn. But you see how you can learn from a kid. You can learn from somebody disabled. You can learn from anyone. I'm still learning, as old as I am. Okay, I'm still learning to this day because I choose to learn.
Right.
You know? And then I'm like, oh man, I've been thinking about that for 3 trillion years. You just figured it out. And you're like, you're like 10 years old. And you're like a 50 million year soul. And I'm, oh, come on.
You're brand new.
You know, you're a newbie. New.
I have a very specific question. Like, okay. And when I mean it's like very specific, like I only want to know the answer to this one thing.
Okay.
Okay, that's why I'm giving you the parameter.
Okay.
Can you tell? So you said that siblings usually are siblings over and over again.
That makes
on average.
Me so happy for Sophie and Oliver.
Is can you tell like, if my child has a sibling that is coming or that should come, or is my child somebody that had just like an only, like the only child? Like, is there?
You want to have a kid, but you can't. Something, yeah, okay. So that's what people probably, the skeptical ones, I could just even sense right now, like, oh no, that's so easy. A mentalist can do that. Yeah, give me a mentalist. I'm going to tear that mentalist apart. Okay? I have to be a mentalist sometimes because sometimes my energy is like so off.
And the reason I want to be very specific is because I want it to be about the sibling.
Yeah.
You not could, about...
You know what? You like, know what? He does. You still want...
I do.
I can help you out with that. Hold on. You've been... I had this... Whew, damn, that hurt. That's my soul. So that's something... It's with the heart, but it's expanding and it's back. And but for that to happen, it's very, very unique. And that's... It's because you... It's also... You're getting emotional right now. So, okay, so here you go. It can happen. I won't say the person's name, but I'll make it short. It was a female and grew up with my sister and was family with me. She took all those drugs and everything, the medicine, the thing, the vitriol or...
In vitro?
In vitro, uh-huh. In vitro, whatever, all that stuff. Everything you can imagine. Nothing happened. Next thing you know, okay, I guess. They were thinking about starting to look for adoptions. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
There comes the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, there comes the second one. Two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told them, I said, you know you're going to have kids. And they looked at me like crazy. And this is when I was like in a bad place, you know, and stuff. And not even close to higher consciousness at that time. And every time they see me, they're so happy to see me and everything. And I said, I try not to say I told you so. But if I see them again, I told you so. You know, but it doesn't matter about that. But the reason being was because she took all those chemicals. And they still had hope. You know, not faith. Hope, faith, however you want to say it. Has nothing to do with anybody. It was the chemicals that were in her body just didn't work. But then she added those chemicals. But then later on, about a year or so later, a year and a half, then her body started making the chemicals to produce naturally. But if it wasn't for that infusion of chemicals, it wouldn't have happened. Like we were saying earlier, chemicals. You know, your body's filled with chemicals. Maybe
everybody's
those chemicals
made
infuse
of chemicals.
Something. And then also, people can be given things spiritually. I get knocked up every night. Not knocked up, but it's stuff to hold me back. I haven't been reborn in over 3 trillion years. I won't do anything bad to anyone here. it's sort of on the other side where I can leave my body and like, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's stuff that they give me so also to keep myself here. Even though I can leave and go into an astral plane, I still can come back. It's to bring me back. I have to. And it's for the triplets too. So I sort of wipe my mind and stuff just to do that. But they give me chemicals to like keep me at bay, to keep me, you know, and recently it's getting harder and harder, you know, so, but I still stay for it. That's one of the reasons why I'm still single too, which is a good thing, but maybe I think I have some girlfriends, you know, that I hang out with. So it's cool. But to get back on that point, right now, your body's, and if you were to see the acupuncture specialist, now I know why she was telling me that. It's a possibility it can open up some fluids in the spinal cord that haven't been able to be produced. And your body can reproduce them. The problem is there's like stoppages here and there. So it's going to other places, but not going throughout your whole body. And that's not really fully going, the flow is not going through your uterus again and again and again and again. It's like partially going through and then not. So then that's one of the things. It was able to, but now it's going to be even harder this time. But it can be possible. If you go see the acupuncture specialist, you can. But then he has to go test his sperm to see if they're still good.
He's younger than me, so.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like
doesn't matter.
What, like 5 years? Five?
God, I can't count.
Math is hard.
Four.
Okay. Five-ish.
Four.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, how old is he? 35?
Yeah, he's like Mary, right?
82.
Thank you.
Okay. So 35?
78.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 years.
If you're going to do this, your guide and his guide, you got to do this quick. So that's why. So you go better go see the acupuncture specialist, number one.
Yeah, that's
for her.
One of the reasons
for her.
My clock is.
And get him to go test himself to make sure. Because if they're a little low, a little bit, then the doctor, it's not medicine. It's like you got to do these things. Maybe with him at 35, he could take those testosterone pills over the counter.
Well,
get it back up again.
Pretty much like super sperm. So, because we went.
Just double check. Yeah. That's what your guide's telling me. Tell him double check. And do it quick. You want it? It's going to be a girl. That's all I know. That's all your guy just told me to tell you.
I'm so excited. Do it. I want everybody to have all the babies.
The mother of boys is going to have a girl.
No. But you better do it quick. Not quick, like tomorrow, you know, tomorrow Saturday. But
Monday.
Get with him and you better get on that. You got the weekend to do the acupuncture specialist, and you could probably see acupuncture specialist on the weekend. Your guide's going to show you the right one. It's nearby your house. You're in an area where there are acupuncture specialists. Very good
I'm
ones.
I'm sure. Probably next to Nary's Asian massage parlor.
But do it quick. If you want, I'll leave you my number. See if you have any other questions or anything that pops in your head. And you had a dream. Was it? Can I go off base just a little bit?
As long as you don't hit my kid, we can go.
No, I won't. That is my. You had a dream like last night or something like that, or a vision. It was very quick of you being holding a baby, but you didn't, and it felt like it was a female. That was it. You got it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
There you go. That's why you're a little skeptical. Well, not skeptical, but yeah. There it is. Now, there it is. It's out. Now, do it. And you got to do it now.
Do it, Chris.
I've told people this, and then they just don't do it. And I'm like, well, then that's why you never got it. It's a, just now. Now, hold on, Vanessa, hold on.
On the subject of children.
Yes.
The lesbians want to get pregnant.
That, you know, I just can't slip, fall, and land on a penis. That's
not how this works.
Trust me, I tried. It didn't work.
Hey, you know, I am white chocolate, baby.
Listen, my mother has told me to take a Xanax and go to a bar.
Oh my god.
No, I wish I was joking.
Oh my.
My mom has offered to give it to me.
It's like rapey.
It is, but she was like, because you're kind of rapey. Like, I'd be the one raping the other one because I'd be going in it for the sperm for the child. I was like, this is just wrong. All of this is wrong.
Mom, that's not okay.
You do want to, so you want to have it now. Vanessa would be Your Vanessa would be the mother, of course, the one that would.
Maybe. We both want to carry.
Okay, well, okay, if you want, okay. Here
have
we go.
All the babies. I'm so excited.
It's so funny. I wish we could see Vanessa. Go.
Like, baby, like, happy all the babies.
Have all the babies.
Clap, clap, clap. Either so one. So go test yourselves. Get both of you. Test your both your eggs. See which one is viable. Better.
Right.
Stronger.
Yes.
No, stronger, not stronger. Better.
Yeah, I was going there. I was like, yeah, we were there.
You're going to...
Kanye?
Now, this is... You've been thinking about it, but you're like, oh, my God. You're going to have to go to a sperm donor.
Yes.
I've never seen any problems with that.
Okay.
In as many lifetimes as I've been around, there's people still to this day, they only do it that way. Lesbians do. Each lifetime.
Okay.
Each one. Yeah, go for it. ASAP. Because both of you are getting up.
You heard
there.
That, Vanessa?
Did you hear that? Hurry up. I know it's not me.
No, it's definitely not.
You're
you.
You're getting up there in age, too.
Yes.
Okay, so do it ASAP. Do it now. Go, do
well,
it.
While we're on the subject, I would...
me,
my husband...
Vanessa, you're not having any more children, so stop.
My husband... Does
no, you're not.
I'm not? Just break my heart. Why don't you?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's not funny.
You didn't say that. I was
going
to
go
like,
cry in a corner.
That was your guy going, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Listen, Bob, not okay.
That's why. Do it, do it, do it,
that
do
was
it,
your
do
payback.
It.
That's my favorite gift. Do it.
From Starsky, and Hutt. Do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
I sent it to Christy today.
This is your favorite. This is your payback
been preparing
for calling
for this for like the past few weeks.
It is my payback for calling her Bob.
Bobby, mommy, mommy, you know, like.
And then the like desperate for more children.
Give him a baby.
But I'm like hesitant, but I would like to know if my son.
Okay,
has.
I mean, right now, so I'm a little, because now it's like.
No, I know, you're overwhelmed.
No. Now I just need to relax a little bit. So sure. When I ask you the questions, now I have to, this is chill down. So just give me the information like quickly.
Wait,
so
wait,
you got
wait.
Two kids, right?
Hang on.
Okay, you have one.
I'm
okay,
the only
so
one that has
wait,
two.
Hang on. Pause.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, go.
So now it's like a chill down moment now.
Right.
It's okay. So, I'm going to get drunk tonight.
not with us. I'm so sad.
He needs to be clear, Vanessa.
Yeah.
He needs to tell us that we're having
it's
more babies.
It's true. So
we need to do like
you
multiple
can,
episodes.
No, you're being hesitant.
Yeah.
It has to do with money to start, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what's the problem?
Money.
Your guide's not telling... No. Now, here's the thing. This is where your guide's telling me right now, I have to sort of be the therapist because you hate that shit. So you got to... Give me the reasons. Don't
tell the money.
No. Give me. What? Tell me.
I just don't... I'm always afraid that there's not going to be money. I'm just always afraid that there's never going to be money.
Okay, once you start thinking like that, then you shouldn't have one. But that's where you have to get over that.
Let it go.
Let it go. And you're going to have to make some changes in your life.
Okay. No more Starbucks.
Well, I mean, as a family.
Right.
No more
couponing.
No more Funkos.
Start couponing. Start buying stuff. You know, buy.
Stop buying movies.
Yeah.
Why do you buy movies?
It's not me.
It's her husband.
It's not me.
We have a really bad iTunes obsession.
Yeah, we do.
Like Apple TV.
Then you got it. Okay, well,
it's not me.
You want another one? Then. So you know what? He's on board.
I don't have it. I mean,
No.
As I said,
he's on board.
You're gonna have to give up iTunes.
You heard it here first.
Scandalo.
You want it? You go like this. You want it? Give up iTunes. Go ahead.
Oh my God, I'm scandalized.
We own every movie.
I'm
here. No, hold on. You want it? And he's good. He's organized when it comes to coupons. But he's lazy. But he can do it.
Oh my God, I wish you guys could see Steph's face.
Oh, you want the kid? Oh, you want the kid? Okay. Start couponing. Help me out with that. I'll help you. Because tell him to teach you.
Dave,
but you're
going to
find your own way with it. But at least you can add on to it.
Oh my God.
He is OCD, so he's very organized.
Mm-hmm.
So tell him, okay, you want it? You got to give up the iTunes. Or we got to come up with something, a better solution. So how much you pay for the iTunes for the month or something?
No, it's not.
It's just, they just buy
movies. Just buy a shit ton of movies.
No. Netflix.
Yeah. Or,
Hashtag Netflix and chill.
Yeah. We know. We try.
Just do the Netflix. I'm not going to say the hacking thing because sooner or later,
they'll
send a message out or something digital and it'll crash. Right. So do the Netflix or Redbox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't buy the damn movie because you can see it again and again and again.
Right.
Now, once in a blue moon, fine. There's one that, fine. But
I've said
stop.
This.
So
they don't listen to us.
So the couponing, the iTunes, go switch to Netflix, everything.
Right.
You want it? Okay, I'll do it. But we need money. So we got to sit down and hash this out.
Mm-hmm.
And you better do that ASAP, too, because you're getting up there, too. It's not like you're 28.
Right.
Sorry.
Hashtag photo.
So, but my...
Sorry, not
but
sorry.
My mark's far away, so I had to scream.
But I know that you tell him that. He's not your typical male.
He's not.
He's not.
At all. At all.
I'm sorry.
I love you, BFF, but at all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's a tedious... can I be honest? He's a tedious mofo.
Yes!
He's a tedious motherfucker. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that?
Clean. In all shapes and sizes.
I hope people are laughing their asses off right now, because I'm just like, now
guarded one, the almighty guarded one is now not so guarded.
But no, but that's cool, like how you.
So my son has a sibling?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than one?
More than one?
You could have twins, but.
Oh my God. She's like, no. Please, no. No. Oh my God.
And you had oh, there's the money. And you had a dream, but it was recently about twins.
She's about to cry.
It's a boy and a girl.
Oh my God, choice. Brandon and Angelina.
Yeah, you could. It could happen, it couldn't.
Hit
They're
me
both
hard.
They by the way, your guy's telling me they've already put in the paperwork. There's paperwork on the other side.
I'm so happy for you.
Get out of my uterus, Nary.
Dave right now is double bagging.
There's paperwork.
I'm not.
Wrap it up.
There's paperwork you put in, the first paperwork on average you do is I need a guide.
Yeah.
So then are you on point? Yes. Are you okay? Yes. Okay. Then now you pick mommy and daddy. But then you have siblings. But then you have to also see the situations. Can they still have it? Can they not?
Mm-hmm.
Do they still want it? Do they not? Go for it. But remember, this is where... Now, tax laws are going to... Right now, they're up in the air. But I don't think you really should be worried. Oh, and by the way, both of them are mediums.
Oh, good. They can scare you, too.
No. Now it's getting easy now. But I'm focusing on them.
Okay.
Really, they're not nearby.
Oh my God, I'm so
But
excited.
They're around. But they're with your guide's not here, but they're there. The only thing I'm getting right now, yeah, they are. And they're like smiling, like big smile.
My husband's mother's side is in tune with things.
Into what?
In tune. They're like very, very special. My husband's great grandmother.
Okay.
Was
Come down.
I don't. Oh, her.
No. Tell him to come.
Her name is Rosa.
No. Not. I'm saying, get on point. Get with him and tell him to start doing all that stuff and let him be the tedious motherfucker that he is.
I love when people, and here's the best part, just to throw this in, I love being called a motherfucker because I go, yeah, I know, I love to fuck mothers. So, you know.
Hashtag moms and we're low.
Yeah.
I want to give Dave a hug right now so bad.
Yeah, but let him be tedious. I know you like to be in control. Let it go. You want it to happen. Yeah, and you know what? You're going to enjoy it because these two are kick ass. I didn't teach them, but I taught someone that's both of them that taught them. So, and they're on a reverse. So it's like a boy and a girl, and then it's a girl and a boy.
I'm listening to my future children.
So it's a good possibility. And now everything I say might not come always true.
Right.
But it's there. If you keep a channel open, probably even if it's through her, mm-hmm. you know, after this, because our schedules could get, going on vacation, you know, so, but afterwards, you know, every once in a blue moon, you know, hey, are you at work? You know,
right.
Like, you know, she could, yeah, I'm here, you know, yeah, I'd have a blast with all of you. You see, we're almost near.
Next time we need to have champagne.
Where I'm you know, I'm 42, you know, so we're almost more or less. I am the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, yeah. So I'm the grandfather, you know. So it's all cool.
Abuelito.
So yeah. So but get on the ball on that. Get with him. Okay, fine. But you know, tell. I know his tedious pisses you off. But he can really, if he does the sacrificing, he can really do couponing like one of those
like psychos.
Master coupon.
Right.
Let him. God, but tell TV. Him this. Don't do it around me. Don't do it around me. You know? Let him. And he's
so
very
much.
Good with money too. And you know, you just don't like to let go. But you better let go. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard, but you want it. He can do it. Mm-hmm. He can really do it, but he's going to have to communicate like, hey, you got to listen to me sometimes, or you got to stress. You can't stress on me too much, you know? And, you know, and if this is going to happen, you know, it's going to happen. We got to do it together. So both of you have to have a sit down. Okay. So talk things out. So.
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Me. My turn.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, did you have a question?
I just need to know if I have more babies. Because I love babies. To. I do.
She would have the entire...
Yeah, I would have babies would have for like them. Like, I would have all the babies. If I didn't have to have surgery,
we are the same person.
The
why are you asking me, why haven't you done it?
Because I have no money.
Money kind of hurts when you want to have babies.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, it's second to penis. Like, if you don't have a penis,
well,
you know.
Well, yeah. Listen, lesbian. Well, we get it.
If you don't have a penis, you need money to have a baby.
This is true. Wait, you're right. It goes right back up. Money again.
Okay, so, but I mean, you are married.
Right.
So then.
Correct.
Well, more or less, you don't have to say it over here, but you could probably write it down.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you make together, more or less? Remember, it's the tax loss, too. And I know he's good with that. He does have an accountant, right?
Yes.
So get with him. Also get with him, the accountant, to see
he's talking to
what you can add on, what you can't, this and that. But that's when you see him every year. And the outlook, you know, you're going to have three kids, so you're going to get money back. You got to
stop saying that.
You're going to get money
I'm
back.
So
all
you've
done
for
is
you.
Given her everything, you know? She's going to not do when she gets home. She's going to be like, Dave, buy all the Funkos.
Wrap it
by the way, I'm going to tell you this.
Stop couponing.
I'll tell you this.
Buy all the movies.
Those two, and they're the ones saying it right now.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Let's see if it works. If everything goes well, if you do, it's well worth it because there's a place that I'll say it. Everyone's like, everybody, even Lotus, she's like, oh, fucking just say it already. There is a place called Tomorrowland, which you saw in the movie. It's real. It's on System 45. But System 45 is just this galaxy, but it's like another one. Okay, this galaxy is always the first galaxy. It's the first thing. Okay, so but it intertwines. If you really look, Pluto could be brought up. You know, Sirius could be a moon. That's the one in the everything. Jupiter comes up as a massive planet every once in a blue moon, but it's by itself or everything else. You know, circling around it, but the galaxy is bigger usually a little bit when you extend it. It hasn't happened in a long time, but. To move forward, in that place, Pluto's up.
But Tomorrowland's there, and it's Mars. Mars has a moon.
This is what happened.
It's Venus is even pushed back.
I left, and Tomorrowland exists.
Yes.
Fuck.
Don't go to the bathroom.
It does now. The movie is pretty cool because Disney.
The movie's amazing.
Disney, really
controls the universe.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I gave them. Remember, I speak to a lot of minds. I've taught a lot of people. The last three, I'm like really, really, really proud of the most. They became who they are. So I'll let you know. And if you don't believe me, I can care less because I know it's true. Because I went to go see each of their artworks of their things, and I couldn't stop crying each time I saw it. And now I'm getting a little emotional because it was a little thing that I taught them when they were mediums. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, 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 like, you know, as an alligator, and chomp, 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 clap, 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 angle, angle, angle. That's, how do you say it? Gaudi, Michelangelo, and Picasso. So, and during those years, I had a curse put on me, so I'd always go to see them. Of course, Michelangelo was the oldest, so I'd see him first because he wanted to do his own thing. Then the other two were near each other, Gaudi and Picasso. Picasso almost stayed. He died 72. My parents got together. He's almost there. Almost. And he had mediums around him where if he was still alive and they would have told him, he would have come to visit me. So it's pretty cool. I taught them before those lifetimes, and they're like my last three that I taught as mediums. So I taught them to be mediums. And it's really special and really unique. But yeah, Tomorrowland, that is real. And that's a place where mediums go. This is where the mediumship, like Sophie, is. They're giving it up so they can go there.
How did we get to this present? For the kids?
That's where my kids are. Apparently.
That's where the kids want to come down. So okay. This is where the kid thing came up when she started it.
Am I having more kids or no? Because I'm really confused.
If you want them, apparently you can have them.
If you want them, you can have them. But the money, don't worry about it. It's not. If everything goes well, right now I'm here with the triplets, so. Where everything's screwed up right now.
So I know that my husband would love to have multiples. Like, he would be very happy with Stephanie's situation.
Not going to happen.
God damn. Okay.
There's only one. It's already...
There's only one more?
One more that's put in the paperwork as of now.
I'm okay with that.
And that's all you're going to have.
Daughter, quote unquote, put in the paperwork?
Yeah.
And she's by herself, right?
We're not having any surprises over here, right?
She's by herself. Yeah, she's by herself.
Because my father-in-law like traumatized me for a long time about how many multiples
but
were.
But does it run in your family or not?
It does. No, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we've all had this conversation.
There's the perfect.
Too.
There's the perfect thing. There it is. The triplets.
One of us.
Even with or without it.
It's
with
on
or,
you.
With or without it,
do
I was
it, Stephanie,
the one to make sure that there were triplets available. Just and then I knew they were going to come. I knew those triplet nephews of mine were coming, so I made sure on at least one side, which is this side, and I was always a part of the bloodline. So I'd always come back to make sure to. Father it and push it here and push it there and so on and so forth.
I think I want
to
know.
What?
If Jeff's your soulmate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to know.
I don't think he is, but...
No. You already know.
I love him more than life.
It's, no, you do. This
the
is
same
the,
deal
this
as mine.
Is, no, this is... You guys... wow, this is pretty cool.
You guys, I love
you guys.
So much
no,
right
you
now.
Guys, your soulmate. You guys go back and forth. Now you're intertwining your this lifetime. No, next lifetime. Yes, next lifetime. No, and it's working out for you. Where some do like a ten time, or a five time, or an eight time, and then just drift, and then come back after maybe one or two or three or four or five, or do eight and eight. Yours is a well, not unique. I mean, it's unique for you, for both of you. He's not here. Found someone very as close as can be, and you can thank your guide on that later. She's awesome. She's cool. She's like, yeah, I found him. I got him. Ha, 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 ha. You know, she's like a boisterous
like
one where you're the non-boisterous
skinny
one.
Kevin Smith.
You know? Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. You boister every once in a while, but as a joke. But it's not like you're, ha, ha,
no,
ha, ha. You know?
No,
your guide is.
Person.
Your guide's like, ha, yeah, I said that motherfucker's
your
up. Yeah,
the,
I gotcha.
You weren't here for this. Your guide is the opposite of
yeah.
you.
Of you. Yeah. So, More or less, you know, on average.
So Sebastian Stan is not Bucky is not my soulmate. No.
Okay. But he's awesome.
Yeah, no, yeah, trust me.
In reality, like what you guys telling me is like he could. He does listen to you. He has his moments when it comes to laziness, but when
So my guide is male.
No, he's talking about Jeff.
Jeff.
Okay. Sorry.
He has his moments, but you ain't gonna find anything better than him.
I know.
You're not. Good he's to really know. Good, but he's not the lazy mofo.
He's not. No, he's no. not.
I mean, so he's good. He's good and stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're all lazy in our own little aspects.
He has his moments.
He has his moments, but you when you go, come on, really. You know, like at least you tell him, but not in front of other people. At least that's a good part about you two. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, like, not like that, but
God,
like,
I wish
on.
This was visual.
What are you doing? You know, like, at least you tell him, come on, please.
Yeah, we're in.
And he does listen to you, and he does the same thing back to you.
We try very hard to be team us.
Right.
In outside.
Right. So that's
good. Make sure that.
So when you're at home, you have your discussions there, and not when he can hear, or, you know, your son and stuff. So that's good. Tell you the truth, that's awesome. That's why you're never going to find anyone better, because at least he listens. There's times, look, he just got home, and then you want to rampage on him? Take a chill pill.
I do that a lot.
Yeah. Now, you're the one that sometimes it's like me. If someone interjects and says, hold on, I cannot answer that question for you, and or it's their time to speak, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. That's the pad and pen also. Keep it with you. Or text it. Put it on a notes. The notebook page or the notes, however you want to do it. Type in the stuff. But let him know, if I'm typing something, it's because I want to remember to say it later. So if you can listen to him and at the same time do it, or hold on, stop, and then keep on going. But he's going to have to respect you on that part, because you do forget things when it comes to that aspect. Well, so
she's old, but I see them.
You're older.
Well, not in this physical form.
Your soul. You have an older soul. I have a young...
But try that out.
Young hip that, soul.
This is how you can't change who you are, but this is how you can improve yourself. So do those things. And I know for sure he might have something similar with that. Maybe same thing like you. Let him, you know, because you guys try to drive your point, but it's like you do explain it and it might take longer than usual, but then he's like, oh, shit, I'm stumped. You know, so it's not stumped. It's like he had something to say, he just couldn't. So then that's where the texting goes in. But not texting, it's really notebook. So if you guys can get on a page like that, which both of you always try new things, then try it. Do it. It'll probably help you out in your conversations and everything, and it'll probably help you to improve yourselves. And then get you ready for what's coming.
So yeah, like that's
your
what
baby
like,
girl.
Well, but that's why like I knew like it's not the soulmate thing. It's just like I just
If you guys opened up to me and
like couples counseling?
No. If you all opened up to me like you are right now and you ask for something, you'll get it, because it's karma. But looking at the souls, how they are, how you're lined up, yeah, positivity can come. But then remember, there's that negativity, whether the this, the that, you know, the money. See? But are you willing? Usually when people ask something for me, because they need it. You need it. You need the kid. It's not because you need it, because, you know, you need it because you want to have it also. But you need it because, like, yeah, he needs it. Your son needs it too.
I'm also,
tell you the truth, your son, it, when she comes, oh yeah, they're gonna click. He's gonna be like, yeah, the smart sister, you know, get away from her.
Oh,
he's
so
gonna
excited.
Be he's gonna be so protective and stuff like that. Usually, just being around me, I'm a healer, so I can heal naturally. I can do it naturally. My mother, she has a few things going on for her. She's supposed to be dead, but being around me and the triplets. More so the triplets, she gets healed. You know?
The thing is, like, I never thought I would be the mother of a girl.
So?
No, but I mean like, just to never...
Well, your point being?
Here's the thing. I am a mother of girls. I usually have twins, triplets, one, you know, usually. This system, not as many times or as much. But I do have sons, but I've never had them. Ever. in it when I'm here. But I have some kick-ass sons, like awesome. They say yes. Okay, so I'll do it. One is called Tron.
That is an awesome name.
No, he is Little Tron. There is Tron. These are things that are in no time that none of these people know. That it will be coming out in the future. Books will come out. It's like in the last system. Okay. There's also Neverland. It's called Neverworld now because it's so huge. So many people are on it. Little Pan. And then there's Little Taz. He's the youngest. He's 10,000 years old. And is the most smartest intellectual individual I've ever. He could do infinite, finite, any type of math, anything. I mean, he's like, he kicks my ass, but I still keep him in his place. Now he has to learn the physical, the other opposite aspects, you know? So I learned the opposite, you know, it's him. His older brother, so he's like more like he's Little Taz, but he's also referred to as Little Speed Racer. Then his big brother is Michael, the Archangel Michael. So he had to sacrifice. So he did it just to do it, but he is. That's one of my other ones. He's a kick-ass, too. Can't destroy him. Everyone will wonder why the Archangel Michael, and if you're an angel, which I knew a lot of them, which are retired, I said, when have you ever seen him die? I wonder why. He's probably connected to me. People never believed it at first, you know, but there was some, how do you say it? Retired angels, which are called star travelers, and then when I tell them that information, they just instantly know, yep, that's true, you know, so on and so forth. So those, and then that's not even the other side, the girls. So, but at least the boys I've had, but I've trained them, and they're like, they're 10 times better than me, and they're surrounded by women too. So that's the good part, you know. So it doesn't matter if you tell you the truth. This is probably the first time, I don't know, in several lifetimes that you've had a daughter. Usually, you have boys.
I feel like that. Like I've always felt that I would always be the mother of sons.
You've always, but this one, she's a tomboy. But
makes sense.
She's a tomboy. She's probably going to be athletic in a certain. She's going to do a lot of sports. She's.
I laugh because I have no.
Athletic ability.
It doesn't matter if you don't have. If you don't.
Yeah, I'm just. I've always said it.
You know how you see sometimes when you look at the kids.
I would be the best soccer mom because I will have those snacks ready.
She'll have the oranges.
And it has the cooler under the seat.
Yes. I'll have the snacks ready.
The Merlot on tap.
I'll be the one that gets the like cheese sticks and makes faces on them and makes them into snowmen.
And you're going to make them awesome like jersey shirts with their like names and numbers on the back of them. So
you have the silhouette.
This is true. I have the capability.
She has the machine to do it.
Doesn't matter. Usually, like, you look at the parents sometimes and you see the daughter and it's like, oh my God, it's a supermodel. Look at the parents. You know, it's like, but it's genetics. It improves itself, you know, also. But it's also taken into effect of the person, the soul. There's people that are 50 years old. You look at them like, oh my gosh, you're 50? You know? And then you look at someone else like you're 20 and they're not even doing any drugs or anything like that. And they try to keep themselves very fit and very clean. It's their soul. But they're, you know, so on also.
Well, I'm very excited. I do like that concept because, like, my overall dream for my current, like, my son right now is that, you know, he's going to become a famous soccer player and I can retire in London because he's going to go play for an FC league over there. It's not going to happen. I know it's not a reality, but if you want to tell me if it's a reality, that'll be great right now. No. But I know it's not the reality.
Well, no, I'm not going to. Ruin the moment.
That's the hypersensitive. Like,
you never know. You never know. I mean, sometimes I've seen the most unathletic people, and then they become with hard work and everything, and they do make it.
My kid,
maybe not as successful as some of these big stars, but they at least make it.
Right.
Do hard work and ethic, and have tricks. Not tricks like, you know, up their sleeves, you know, type of thing, but they do things in very unique ways and they figure it out. And maybe they spiritually delve into themselves naturally or their guides help them.
Basically, if my kid's not an asshole, I've succeeded.
Right. I feel like we all feel the same
way. That's it. Like, I don't care if my kid wants to, like, backpack across the entire country, like, via Forrest Gump. Like, I don't.
or run it. What is it, running?
Well, my grandparents adore me as the favorite. I'm not boisterous or nothing, but it's because I've always sacrificed for the family first.
Yeah.
And I always will, and I always have, and I always will. And, you know, so.
Oops. But I almost tried to kill Q. I almost killed Q.
Don't kill her.
Almost killed Q. Like, okay, so I think we need some, like, Randall levity in this because we got a little bit deep.
A little bit.
No, but that's great. No, but, I mean, I'm a healer, so naturally. It's just being around me. And even if I'm not around you, your guides can then... There's, like, doctors on the other side. I call nurturers. And they can give you stuff naturally. For me, for example, just to let you know, they can give me something at night.
Many things.
And it goes into my nervous system, that goes into my bloodstream. I mean, it goes into my muscles, that then goes into my bloodstream, and so on and so forth. So it does work. It just takes time. With you, it might take maybe a day or two, you know? So they could. So it is possible. You don't need to see it to know that it can happen. That's how, you know, certain things can happen. So spiritually, yeah, I don't have my powers in this lifetime for now. Unless I get put into an extreme situation. And no, I'm not a mutant. And so.
Because there's like this new show out, like The Gifted and then The Inhumans and stuff like that.
Well, Inhumans is really bad.
So no, because they've already tried to test my blood and everything, you know, so on and so forth. So that I know for sure.
So like you said that.
I had a nurse that told me, oh, we're going to take your blood. And then I spoke to her. I was like, why you guys need my blood? You guys don't need my blood. FYI, I'll tell you another time. That was her telling me. And I got to speak to her another time. And she told me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But moving on.
Yeah, like you had said that like we had have known each other and stuff like that for many turns at this. And every lifetime we flip-flop. So male, female, it's very fluid.
Yeah, you can if you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to. It's more so a lot of men really don't become the woman.
Shocker.
I've never wanted to be.
Well,
a woman.
You gonna ask him if we've ever been together?
Yes, I'm totally going there, babe.
I've never. You have been a male, by the way.
Is anyone surprised?
For me, I've never been one. It has nothing to do with control or nothing or this or that. I just never saw it. Don't knock it till you try it, I always say, but not for me. And don't need to do it. But you, yeah.
I can see that. Because yeah,
you have been.
Interesting.
Recently, yeah, but I think last one was a few lifetimes ago.
What about me?
Hell no.
Oh, never? Please, Vanessa.
No.
Really?
No.
And if you were,
your guide's like laughing. If you were,
you'd be so
like,
gay.
You'd be the gay queen, like, oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Like,
oh my god, I would be Jack.
Yeah, yes, that would be right.
Look what you did.
I did. I knocked shit over.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
over.
That the like I, you can okay, before you answer it, I'm gonna say yes to Stephanie have being male before.
Yeah, she has.
Oh yeah, because
God
she's got the balls.
It.
She is the freaking male in this relationship because she's got him doing everything.
Oh my god, that is so fucking true.
No, not everything.
Not everything in a sense,
Christy,
like she can be lazy.
Christy,
no offense,
just
being honest. You can't be lazy because look, he's the one doing taking care of all the money and everything. Usually that's a woman's job. On average,
well, he doesn't take care of all the
not to be right sexist,
now.
But on average in this world. Okay, and Earth, on this Earth, when usually most of the souls that come down here to this one, this is the worst of the worst. This is where you got to come home, you know, train. But there's 44 other universes. The 45th, of course, is only that one galaxy. But
so does Gallifrey exist?
Huh?
Because does Gallifrey exist and can I go there? See, you're there with me. Does the Doctor Who world exist and can I go there?
Doctor Who world? Oh, no, okay. That's a good point. All the stories you've ever seen in this lifetime... have been told before. Either they were told now based on a true story, for example, you know, like some Disney movies or other movies. Like, for example, Harry Potter's true. Peter Pan's true.
Yes.
I want to go there.
Q is it. Hold on.
I forgot to mention the realms in reality. There's Speed Racer Land, which is the most recent.
But not like the
these are not realms as in the 44 universes. This is on No Time. This is No Time. This is No Time. Mediums know about this, okay?
Some do, some don't. Some choose not to know. There's never land, never world. There's Tron. There's Wonderland. Wonderland now that's the big whopper. Not to say it's better. I'll get back to that one. Then Speed Racer, Wonderland, that one. Okay. Wonderland is it's huge. That's where you have all these Disney Once Upon a Time. It's real. Where you see all the princes and the princes and the princesses and all the good and the evil and all that interact and everything. So storylines change and everything.
So you're telling me
there's a world, Stephanie.
It's No Time. You're still breathing. It feels like you're breathing and everything. You still eat, but it's in a place of no time.
So
okay?
Stephanie, there is a world, a place, a system.
And Harry Potter's
where you can be a prince.
J.K. Rowling has taken the book this time, the idea, and has taken it. She's been the best writer yet to do it, just to be honest. Do I know her? I haven't officially met her.
Q is super into this.
Not this
one
lifetime or not right in the past. Not in the past.
Is she a medium?
No, she is clairvoyant because she does have to have a connection. Usually writers have to have a connection on the other side. For example, Game of Thrones, which is the most recent one. The gentleman, he probably won't say it, but I know for sure.
Whoa.
He couldn't write the books. He couldn't finish the books because there was a breakage.
I am so excited.
He had writer's block.
Right.
But the writer's block is because he wasn't in tune with his guide. Okay? Now, the guide, he does all the writing. Okay? But it's the storyline. The storyline has to at least be passed on. You want to derive from the storyline? All up to you. You want to make it your own? You can.
That there is a realm where Jon Snow actually exists?
Yes.
Slow your roll.
Yes.
Hang on.
What? Yes.
What?
Listen.
Listen, I'm
Snow is real.
You know, you're gonna get like super listeners now, like all over the world.
That's the title of the episode. Jon Snow is real.
Listen, I'm still in a world where Sebastian Stan.
I'm also still just also have come to realize that there is a world where Jamie Fraser.
It didn't happen.
I mean, they're real people.
Jamie Fraser's not a real person.
It didn't happen it didn't happen in this system.
Of course, yes.
Okay,
of
so
course
it's only
not.
A trillion years old, by the way.
Nothing good happens in this system.
No,
of
they
course
will be.
Not, because we're
no,
here.
No, but it's only a trillion years old. There's still another
it's only a trillion
three
years
and a half to 4 trillion okay. years more to go.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And we don't talk politics and we don't talk like super downer topics in the podcast. So...
we try to keep things happy and positive and uplifting.
That's why I wanted to keep on going with the Game of Thrones
thing. Yeah. So I just
you could write
things.
It down.
No, I just want like one statement from you. Do we get the cool world ever in this system?
What do you mean by
and
the cool
And by the cool world, I mean like something...
Like not what the hell's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where
this is out of the
Handmaid's Tale is not happening.
Where we're not going to end up in like a dystopian,
no,
terrible Hunger Games.
Okay. Hunger Games.
No. Okay. Well,
if we did,
by
we
the way, that story
in
happened.
One or
that,
two.
Remember this?
It had to have happened.
No, all these happened. This is system 1089. How long each system? Like the last one was a super system. 100 million. 100 trillion years it took. Okay. So sometimes it more or less some most. Most of them have gone 4 trillion, at least 3 trillion, more or less. So, and some have even lasted 1 trillion at the very beginning, you know, so on and so forth. But this one will happen, but it's not going to be a dystopian. This is the worst of the worst.
Okay, I'm good with that.
It gets better.
It gets better. That's the words that I need
here.
To.
That's where Tomorrowland comes in.
Wait, do we get to
the apocalypse? Is going to happen, but. The way that Jesus wrote it in his was he put it into his own words, but how he can't see the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. So he said, well, what do you see? I said, this is what I see. And then he's very good. I mean, when I looked, when I read the Book of Revelation when I was a kid, because I did grow up Catholic, you know, at least, you know. Was
as we all born, did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was forced. Not officially forced. But
no, but you were forced.
It's the area. It's what we do.
But, it's true, but it's not like that. The reason being is because I've officially, I'm like I always say, I refer to myself as an anomaly. I'm not better than anyone. I'm less than anyone. If you're like in the same position that I was, and as old as I am, which by the way, I am a quintillion years old. One quintillion, eight quintillion.
I heard that.
He's older than you.
Okay, so you did.
He's older than you.
So
not by much, but he's older.
And this system's only.
You're older than me, so shut me.
Just to at least make sure you knew. They all said at first, all five of them, like a hand, the five senses, they said they would work together. And then they just drifted off and decided to do their own thing, which they could have done, but still stayed together. So Krishna's down here living just like you and I. Buddha, oh, I don't know where the hell he is. it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Someone find that guy.
Vishnu's dead.
Aww.
I'm sorry, I like Vishnu.
She got taken over by evil.
No, Coco.
Yeah, but I'll get into that another time. But Allah is, he and Jesus would always fight against each other.
Who is suppressed?
Anyone?
So
no.
That's where you see the rift and rap. Now both of them have been superseded by an old nemesis of mine. His name is, it's going to be pretty funny when I say this, I called him Shadow Bitch.
Cheetah?
Shadow King. He's a parasite. It's true. It's on the show early this year. It's on FX called Legion.
Oh.
And Q's back.
She's over there eating.
Yeah,
Q is currently eating, and when Q...
There's a lot coming, but it's not going to be like a worldwide event where they're going to take over. But he is very powerful. He's a parasite, so he can roam anywhere and any as long as he's in a body.
Awesome.
Well, money?
No. Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
quote unquote,
Shadow King. Quote unquote. Shadow King. Yeah.
She goes.
Shadow.
Quote unquote.
Oh, Lenny. Yes. Unquote. Lenny. Yeah. Yes, it's true. So, and he already overtook the armies of Allah, which was his evil armies.
Wonderful.
And he was kicking the crap out of the angels and stuff. So, but he said, oh no, let's join forces. And then he took his army too. So now he has armies on both in the physical, as you see, is this and that. And this wasn't supposed to happen if they followed, at least stay together. So listeners, if you don't believe this is all true. Mediums do know this. They just try not to talk about it, so on and so forth.
See, and we've had this conversation in, I think, like two episodes back. If you listen to this one, about two episodes back, where I advised the fact that I cannot be part of a resistance.
You don't have to be.
I need to be part of, I will succeed and just to get comfort, shower, and a good color scheme.
Okay, you know the movie Stargate?
Mm-hmm.
There is a Stargate system already set up. Okay. So SG-1, all that stuff, it's real. But in this one, no, but it's set up already. It will happen where that's where how you get to Tomorrowland.
Okay. So I just get to leave.
Yeah.
I can like, just okay, so I don't have to bow down to my alien emperor.
No, because that's
not gonna happen. I'm prepared to do that if I get the proper outfit.
They're already here. There is a Middle Earth.
Yes,
they're
I'm ready here. For that.
They're referred to. He's in charge. Shadow King's in charge of the Anunnaki.
That's a great
I don't know what that is, but that's...
The Anunnaki are just like us, where they put their bodies, and you're seeing movies coming up because I'm in a good place right now. I'm not even supposed to have met you. I am in a... Replicas is coming out, which is Keanu Reeves.
It just came out.
It just came out where your consciousness can be put into a
Yes, I heard about this.
Either replicate, he puts it into a computer temporarily, which then goes into, I think, if I'm right, the movie from what I saw.
Wait, is that Blade
then
Runner?
Goes into a replica.
Is that Blade Runner, Steph? Is that Blade Runner?
No.
The replica?
Yes. Well, sort of. Yeah, another one. Yeah. That one too. And that one's coming back. So, the replicants, but also but replicas, and then there's cloning. So then, but your consciousness can pass over to another body. The Anunnakis have, well, they're old. And it's them and the Pleiadians. And yes, that's all true. So you can see it on YouTube and or other places. But it's all true. And the Pleiadians before them were the Arcturians. And the Arcturians I know very well and yada, yada, yada. But no, they're not going to just come in here. They're already have taken over. Look at the governments.
Lovely.
And... there we are.
Wonderful.
I'll yes. just make it short. You know?
Hey again. Vanessa here. Just wanted to give you a little heads up because our recorder ran out of battery right as we were getting the most interesting information of the evening. Hashtag Jedi are real. But one more time, thank you so much to Artistic Vibes for having us and allowing us to use your space. If you haven't checked out Artistic Vibes, it is an amazing space. They put on great shows throughout the year, so definitely check them out and see what they're all about. It's a really, really cool performing studio. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode. Remember, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network along with our other podcasts, What's Up Bro, Zeroes on Heroes, Mal Geekmore, Shiver, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek, where you can find Q, What's Good, and Seasons, a TV podcast. Please send us any of your thoughts or your wine recommendations to Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. We have a Snapchat, but we never check it, but you can reach out there too. Or leave us reviews on iTunes. So again, thank you so much for checking us out. We love your faces and cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.